You ready?
The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O.
Here they come!
And we're back!
What day is this?
It's Wednesday!
I think I know what people want to hear when they first wake up.
Time to get up and go to work!
The best of radio.
It is a ridiculous waste of time. With no merit or meaning or lasting benefit on society. It's like a drain of global spiritual energy.
And so it begins.
Showtime.
Good morning. Wednesday, Dex and Steve-O, we're here, 6:07 in the a.m.
It's hopefully going to be a better day today, my friends, because yesterday was so cold.
I really, really enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah? Did your kid have a baseball game outside?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, no baseball game here.
Oh! High today of 63 degrees, but it is going to be rainy once again.
Good.
Yeah.
I loved it. Just lying in bed yesterday, just listening to it sprinkle outside. Yeah.
Well, it's currently raining right now, so if you're still lying in bed, you can, you can listen to the rain some more, because that is the day. It's going to rain quite a bit. So, cloudy, breezy, some rain. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
63 is your high today.
Oh, man. We have a big show for you this morning. Of course, if you're new to the show, we're just going to... We're gonna melt your brain this morning.
Really?
Yeah, we're going to melt it.
Wow.
We're gonna travel to the upside down.
Oh, that's a... That's a bold statement, hombre.
Lots to talk about this morning. Of course, you can be a part of the show, 585 Live, 585-5483. Let's see. Somebody, you remember earlier this year, somebody took Donald Trump's speeches, turned it into an emo song? Well, they did it again. So we got another Trump song, emo style, coming up. And it's really good. Because he's not doing very well as far as, his rating's pretty low right now, and he's probably pretty sad. So we'll do that. We'll talk about a dad who walked in on the babysitter asleep on his couch while watching his babies.
Ooh.
He teaches her a lesson, and I can't wait to share it with you.
Dude.
See what you guys think about it.
Yeah.
So glad that we didn't have to deal with the whole babysitter thing. We've always had Nana Jo. So.
Yeah, but has Nana Jo ever fallen asleep on the job?
Possibly. I don't think so. Not that I know of.
I mean, come on.
Yeah?
I mean, come on.
Nana Jo was always really good. If we were, this was back years ago when the kids were really little, but she would always make a pot of coffee just to stay awake. And just wait for us to get home, because that's kind of what parents do. You know, when their kids go out, they stay up and wait.
Yeah.
Because they're worried. So she'd always make a pot of coffee. But yeah, if you're a parent that has to hire a babysitter, I'm sure it's got to be a little stressful, especially if you don't really know that babysitter all that well. And then you come home to find the babysitter asleep.
Ooh. Yeah.
That'd be awful. Talk about that this morning. How was your day yesterday? What time did baseball get over?
7:38.
Oh, it was cold.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh.
But you know what? Luke Jeter pitched a gem on the mound.
Did he? Yeah. Did he pitch the perfect game?
I wish.
No.
Little League games go 6 innings. He went 5 1/3. So they brought in our boy X to get the last two batters out. But he didn't give up any earned runs. He had 7 strikeouts.
Wow.
It was... And this is Luke's first go in the majors. Like, he was in minors before. So now he's playing up to majors. And he was playing a team that, you know, people were saying, oh, that's the team, bro. Because there's a few kids on that squad that are beasts.
Yeah.
Like, one of them was Jack's teammate last year, who is... Think taller than me now, Jalen.
Wow.
He's incredible. And he just bombs them.
Yeah.
But he's a switch hitter, and Luke and Noah, the catcher, just knew. It was like, we got to hit these spots. We got to do this. And they were painting it, man, and struck him out.
That's cool. Nice.
So he was the hero last night because that's Jack's teammate. You know what I mean? And his little brother, like, struck out the star player on Jack's team.
Wow.
Yeah. And so,
wasn't it last year that
really cool.
Luke started pitching last year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was really good.
He doesn't pitch. Yeah. He never pitches in club ball. And so last night I got there because I was the official scorekeeper. I keep the books and stuff. And I got the lineup card and I'm like filling it all out and doing everything. And I look and I'm like, Luke Jeter won. You know, he's like in the one spot, he's pitching. And I was like, okay. He doesn't really pitch. It's like, well, he's starting the game tonight.
Yeah.
And he killed it. He got the game ball.
And he's probably going to be pitching from now on.
It was awesome.
Oh, man. That's great.
So it was cool, man, because he went for it. It was just like fastball, curve. He's got a palm ball. He like had all these different pitches, and he was throwing them and hitting his spots. It was crazy.
Wow. Your kids are so athletic. It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. They didn't get it from me. They did not.
Chrissy, you can tell Chrissy is really athletic.
Dude. So,
yeah.
Oh, man. It was epic.
That's great. That's the best thing, man. Being a parent is so much fun.
Yeah.
Because we get to watch them do things like baseball and basketball. And
yeah.
Just that's shine. The greatest thing ever.
Wherever.
Yeah. I mean, even if they're terrible, because I remember when the kids were little playing soccer and even baseball, Caleb played baseball, except for T-ball.
Brody's
that,
got a T-ball.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah, T-ball.
I just loved watching everything that my kids did.
Yeah.
It's just the greatest thing as a parent.
Yeah, Brody's got his first game tonight, so we'll see. T-ball, man.
He's, you know what? He shouldn't be allowed because he's too good.
This is hilarious.
It is not fair.
I don't know, man. There's some good kids because you normally can't start T-ball until you're at least four, and it's like 4, 5, and 6-year-olds.
Yeah.
And from 4 to 6, you grow quite a bit. So there's some good kids. You know, and then Brody, he started at 3, even though he's supposed to start at 4.
Yeah, he doesn't need a T.
He's Brody. So. Yeah. So they're like, bro, oh, he's so cute. You should let him play.
Yeah.
Okay. But I don't know if that was a good or a bad thing, because half the time he's just like, look at this. You know, and it's like, eye on the ball, kid. You're going to get hit.
That's the way
it is. You're going to die.
That's why I hated T-ball, because none of the kids would pay attention.
Yep.
They'd be throwing rocks in the outfield.
Yeah.
There'd be a butterfly or a bird that would fly by.
And they'd just be staring at
it. Gosh. There'd be four dads just out on the field at all times to make sure the kids were paying attention.
Oh, dude, last year there was a game where the shortstop kept turning around and Brody was in center field. And the shortstop would turn around and go, bang, and like with a gun. And Brody would go, and fall down in the outfield while the game's going on.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, get up! And he just kept, like, faking dead, and they were, like, cracking up. And it was, like, the funniest thing. And I'm like, we're paying for this.
Yeah, exactly.
We're paying for this.
It's so frustrating.
Paying to sit in the stands to watch my 4-year-old play dead.
Yeah, I guess if you can really just go into every practice or game with that attitude of just trying to enjoy them doing fun things like that.
Yep.
And not take it too serious.
Yep.
Yeah, well, that's good. Man, today is the 88th day of the year. 30 years ago, in 1987, at the peak of Hulkmania, it was in front of 93,173 fans. It happened at the Pontiac Silverdome.
Oh, man. Was this when Hulk picked up Andre the Giant?
He body slammed
the
520-pound the Giant to retain the WWF title at WrestleMania 3.
Wait, how many years ago was that?
That was 30 years ago.
Okay.
1987.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, wait, how do I remember that?
Of course, Andre was well past his prime by then. Robin Wright revealed that Andre was in pretty bad shape when they filmed The Princess Bride together. In fact, for scenes in which Andre was supposed to carry Robin, she had to be held up by cables because he was too weak to do it himself.
Hmm.
And The Princess Bride was released that same year in 1987. He was a gentle giant, is what they said.
Man, he was. Now they have the Andre the Giant Battle Royale Memorial match every year with like this big Andre the Giant statue you get.
Man.
That's this Sunday.
That's cool.
Yeah. We'll be watching.
18 days until Easter, 46 days to Mother's Day. Hi, Mom. Love you.
Hi, Matthew in St. Louis.
Hi, Matthew.
Love you. What? He just chimed in.
St. Louis is beautiful.
I've never been.
No?
Nope. I was totally going to say the wrong city. Because I'm like, I flew through there once, but that was St. Paul.
Oh.
That was Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally different.
I've been to St. Louis once.
Yeah.
And it was a pretty city.
Somebody said they think Brody needs to be in theater instead of baseball.
Yeah, he might have to do both.
I know, right? Because at the same time, like we went to the park on Sunday. I took video of it. You could check it out on my Instagram, at Steve O'Jeets. I was like, show me what you learned in baseball. Thinking, obviously nothing. He just messes around.
Yeah.
Because that's what Chrissy said. Last practice, I was so embarrassed. Blah.
Okay.
He was being Brody. But then we get out there on the field and he said, hands together, move them up a little bit.
Oh.
Bat on your elbow, but it's shoulder. Bat on your elbow. Swing and like, boom!
Is that the one he cracked and
yeah.
went over your head?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like just crushed. And I was like, and that was me pitching to him. You know, like that. They're not even supposed to do that yet. It's just on the tee.
Wow.
And he's just seeing the ball and hitting it. So
that's,
I was like,
that's crazy.
So obviously, somehow able to do. I could never do that. He somehow was able to take in coach's advice and play dead.
Yeah, to have coordination at 4 years old is crazy.
Yeah, so
to be able to keep your eye on the ball and to swing the bat, that's insane.
That kid was born on the baseball field.
Those Jeter boys, they're destined to be professional whatever it is.
I mean, something good.
Yeah, Jack's going to build robots and probably be the next Robin Hood.
Yeah.
You know, Luke, he'll play professional baseball.
Probably
be, you know...
That's his plan. That's his life plan.
On GQ
right now.
Magazine. So
like, okay, well.
And then Brody, he'll probably be a baseball player slash actor. You know, he'll be an
entrepreneur.
He'll be a big time movie star.
Oh, guys. Right. I got to interrupt. I-40 West between Tramway and Huantabo. There's been a serious accident involving a pedestrian.
Mm.
So, I-40 westbound between Tramway Boulevard, exit 167, and Wantabo Boulevard, exit 166, is completely closed right
Man.
Now. So, alternate exits, you can exit Tramway and then use Central or Lomas, but 166 and 167 completely closed.
Man, be careful this morning, Storm.
Yeah.
All right, let's kick off the show with... a story about some garbage men. I know we have quite a few garbage men that listen to our show. A 46-year-old woman in New York named Shannon recently threw out her wedding ring and her engagement ring.
Oh, good.
She put them in a paper towel after she cleaned them, and, well, she just threw it in the trash. It happens all the time. Women do this stuff all the time. I don't know how many times I've had to fish through the trash because Leslie accidentally threw something in there. It happens all the time.
I mean,
it's a woman thing. By the time she realized the city had already picked up the trash from her building, well, she figured they're gone. But someone at the sanitation department told her, don't give up. So she and her husband went to a processing center in Jersey where they store trash before it goes to a landfill. And workers were able to pinpoint which garbage truck picked up their trash and narrowed it down to a pile of 800 bags.
Whoa.
800 bags?
It's gone, bro. My bad.
Well, then two workers helped sift through it all. Just two workers, 800 bags. Gabriel found the rings less than an hour later.
800 bags.
Yep. Shannon says the rings have new meaning to her now because it proved there's, quote, hope and goodness in the world. Gabriel says this type of thing is pretty common, though, and they train for it. Another woman in New York did the same thing back in November and found her rings. And a woman in Missouri tossed a 12.5-carat ring worth $400,000 in the trash last year, but got it back.
Gosh, that makes me so mad that you spend money on stupid things.
Yeah, like diamonds? That's a scam right there. It's ridiculous.
Ugh.
I will never, ever understand.
A little piece of rock.
Yeah. When you can buy a diamond, the fake diamond that looks exactly like the real thing. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me.
I mean, they're completely different.
No, they're not.
And you can tell.
No.
You can tell.
I really don't think you could.
You can tell.
Mm-mm.
I mean, if you look closely, you can tell.
Yeah, with a magnifying glass.
No, you can tell on the surface.
That's ridiculous.
I can tell.
Because here's the thing. The first ring I bought for Leslie, I spent, I think, $4,000 on it.
Ugh.
And come to find out, it wasn't worth that.
Oh.
Yeah. And I got it at a place where you go buy wedding rings.
Right.
And apparently, because girls do the research.
Right.
You know, what I spent on that ring, I could have gotten this ring, which
right.
is, oh my gosh, you got a really bad ring for $4,000. Well, you could have got this ring. I was like, what are you talking about? This is fine. It wasn't even a carat, and it was $4,000. Guess what happened to that ring?
Oh, no. I don't want to know.
I'm sure it was thrown in the trash on accident. I don't know. We never found it. It was lost.
Lost and gone forever.
Now my wife, she wears a really nice $13 diamond ring. It's
That's cool.
beautiful.
Good job.
It's beautiful. It looks just like the $4,000 one I bought her.
Oh.
Just kidding, Leslie. I love you. And shout out to my wife because she stayed up and did another stupid science project.
Don't
with
call
Landon.
Them stupid.
Oh, those things are ridiculous.
Yeah, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you guys stick your faces in front of a microwave again?
No, because with Landon and I did that the other day. And then
yeah, I know.
We had to basically just
scrap it because it was not science. I know.
Well, I mean, I mean, whatever.
I mean,
don't tell the teacher that. But thank you, Leslie. Thank you. Poor thing. Stayed up late last night. I was trying to convince Landon to stay home.
Mm.
He won't. All right. What else we got on the show today? Hipsters are starting to come out of hibernation. So we'll talk about that. Springtime is when the hipsters arrive.
Mm.
They hibernate during the wintertime.
I've got a public service announcement coming up.
Really?
Yeah, it's National Poison Prevention Week.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Good.
I got some stuff from the New Mexico Poison and Drug Information Center. You know, because we're awesome.
Yeah.
On the education band.
We sure are.
Going to help you not poison your animal to death.
Did they ever find out what happened to those dogs that were dying? In Albuquerque, remember there
no.
was it West Side they were dying?
Yes.
And they never found out?
Mm-mm.
Sounds like that stopped because we haven't heard anything else,
right? Right. Yeah.
That's good. We'll also find out what selfie side means.
Selfie side?
Selfie side. What do you think selfie side means?
It's your good side when you take a selfie? Or is it the arm you use to take a selfie?
Mm.
I don't know.
No.
No, I don't know.
Not even close.
Oh. Okay.
585 Live.
Selfie side.
You can call us at 338-3700. Did you see Facebook?
Oh,
copied
yeah.
Snapchat.
Yeah, I don't know how, though.
Well, you didn't have a... Or I guess they copied... Instagram copied Snapchat.
Okay.
And now Facebook copied Instagram and Snapchat.
Ugh.
Because now, if you go to your news feed, I think, you can see on the top, you can do stories now on Facebook.
Huh.
Like you can on Instagram and Snapchat.
See, I just saw that, and I'm like, well, what does it mean? What does it do?
Stories? Stories?
I've done stories, but what's the direct thing? Look, direct. Huh? Direct.
No, hit it. Maybe that's, is that the instructions on how to use it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's, they just tell you how to use it. All right. Big show today.
By the way, it was mushrooms that were poisoning the dogs.
Oh, it was? They found out?
Lots of rain. Mushrooms grew in the yards. Poisoned the dogs.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Rainy day today, guys.
All right. When we come back, we'll check the roads, and we'll do some news. Hang out.
An annual report card grading social media sites fighting online hate gives good marks to Twitter and Facebook, but says YouTube and Google aren't doing enough.
President Trump signed an executive order rolling back a number of environmental programs.
The top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, wants Chairman Devin Nunes, a Republican, to recuse himself now from the investigation into Russian interference in the presidential campaign.
I'm sure that the Democrats do want me to quit because they know that I'm quite effective.
A bipartisan group of senators is introducing a bill that would make amateur athletic governing bodies like USA Gymnastics immediately report allegations of sex abuse to law enforcement.
Three masked burglars chose the wrong house to rob.
Police in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma called to a home. Three men were about to burglarize the house. The homeowner's 19-year-old son was there, had a loaded AR-15 rifle, and killed all three of them.
SpaceX and Tesla founder Elon Musk has launched a new company that aims to link computers with human brains.
Donkey Kong, one of 12 finalists for the video game Hall of Fame.
Finalists selected from nominations from around the world and winners chosen by a committee of video game scholars and journalists.
Go, go, has a pony vested. 633, good morning.
High today of 63 degrees. Traffic. Well, unfortunately, I-40 West between Tramway and Juan Tabo is closed. There's an accident involving a pedestrian. They're asking you exit Tramway, then use Central or Lomas if you're trying to get around in that area. But again, exit 167 and 166, Central and Juan Tabo closed due to an accident involving a pedestrian. Other than that, no other accidents to report at this time. That's your look at traffic. Having hard times. Traffic. In this crazy time.
Having hard times. No love. Oh, good morning, Starmie. 585 Live. If you'd like to text in, you want to share what's on your mind, 585-5483. You can also call us at 338-3700. Man, I'm eating this disgusting protein plus bar.
Hey, stop it.
Ugh, and it's like stuck in the back of my throat.
It's because it's peanut butter, ugh, man. But it's got like 73 grams of protein.
Yeah, 73 grams.
So you're, it's going to be great. Until
swamped.
That brick comes out, man.
Speaking of getting healthy, yeah, and
protein.
I know you are trying to, you're trying to bulk up. You're trying to get, you're trying to gain weight.
Yeah.
I saw this article on BuzzFeed this morning.
Yeah.
And it was a story about this guy, I mean, looked just like you.
Yeah.
He just skinny, always was skinny.
Yeah.
And his goal was to bulk up, to build muscle.
Yeah.
And so he got a nutritionist and he got a trainer.
Yeah.
He did it.
Oh, really?
And he kind of outlined his journey through 12 weeks. He put on 20 pounds.
Man.
And he said, the first thing he said was be patient.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't happen right away. So don't get frustrated.
Too late.
I know you're frustrated.
It's week three, man.
I know, but just be patient.
I've gained 2 pounds and 4 ounces.
That's great.
No, 2 pounds?
Yeah, that's
great. That's like water weight, man.
Okay. Well, you don't know that. Don't get frustrated.
Competed in the games, man. I never even saw where I landed on that thing. I just realized
out of 5 million people?
Out of a billion people.
Yeah, the CrossFit Games ended, and Steve-O took part.
Yeah.
What do they take the top? How many people get to go on to compete?
Well, it's only like
compete?
The top couple hundred.
Yeah, and those are the best of the best in the world.
Those
are the ones you see on ESPN. But everybody in the CrossFit community gets to be a part of the Open to try to make it to the Games. I would be curious to see where you landed.
Well, it looks like there were, is that right? 151,834 competitors.
Wow.
And that's of everyone who competed. Men, women, this is not even my division or my anything. Of the 151,000 competitors, I'm 35,233.
What? That's really good.
Yeah.
You kidding me?
Mm.
That's pretty good. That's pretty impressive.
I'd like to see where I landed, like, within my actual...
Well, I mean...
I mean...
Come on, man. Proud of you. You did great. You completed it.
I'm going to see how I rank among the women.
Okay. Well, let's not go there.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. When you're competitive, sometimes you can take it a little too far, get a little too competitive. Am I right, two basketball coaches that were caught on camera jumping into a brawl as their 10-year-old players looked on? Now both sides are blaming each other for the ugly behavior in front of the kids.
Oh, calm down.
Spit everywhere. It all happened at the end of a championship game Sunday. Patrick Dyer, the assistant coach for the Flight Force Athletics, got up in the face of the coach from the Frey Basketball Academy. There's video, dude, where one coach is seen, like, he's clapping in the other dude's face,
wow,
bumping him in the chest. Well, the confrontation, it went sideways, dog. A parent from the FBA side walked up to Dyer, punched him.
Oh, my
as
gosh.
Kids looked on. Yeah, this happened in Santa Fe, by the way. FBA head coach Kevin Frey told KRQE News 13 he had no idea why the other coach initiated the fight. His team had just won the game between the two Albuquerque teams.
Wow.
He said Dyer was yelling at FBA's players the whole game. However, when they reached out to the head coach for Flight Force Athletics, they told us that the other coach was the one yelling rude comments to opposing players. So he approached him to tell him to be a good sport and just accept the loss, and that's when things got out of hand.
Okay.
Either way, dude, both coaches totally blew it, violated tournament rules. You know, things that you would think would be just normal. Gosh, man.
These are the teams Landon plays against.
10-year-olds.
FBA, what was the other one you said? Flight Force?
Yeah, Flight Force.
Yeah, Landon. And you know what? Last year, when Landon really started to compete and he got on this new team.
Yeah.
We experienced this.
Really?
And almost, I don't know if you remember me telling the story, but it didn't break out like that. It almost did.
Yeah.
And the fans, the moms and dads on the other side were cussing out us.
Gosh.
And of course, there was a few people on our side that were cussing at them. And then the coaches started going at it. And at one point, I jumped up because I saw this huge 300-pound ripped muscle guy about ready to punch our coach, and I jumped in the middle thinking, okay, what am I doing?
Yeah.
And I looked up in his eyes and I said, dude, the kids, man, think of the kids.
Think of the kids, bro.
Dude, the fire just kind of left his eyes. I could see it, and he just calmed down. He's like, you're right, man, you're right. And I was like, thank you, Lord, thank you so much, because he would have killed me. He would have completely knocked my head off of my body.
Yeah.
And it is insane to see parents act this way, coaches act this way.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people were saying that no matter what, both coaches were in the wrong because neither displayed sportsmanship. They're supposed to be role models. And, man, a lot of parents were chiming in saying things like, it makes you worry for your own kids because you don't want your kids to see that type of reaction coming from their coach. Not good for the kids to watch. The coaches were wrong. Whoever started it doesn't matter. Man.
Good teaching moment, though, if you're a parent, you know, to talk to your kids about those situations.
Yeah, dude. FBA's head coach said a child and a parent were injured during the brawl.
What?
Yeah. Players were shaken up. If you want to watch the video, I don't know why you would. You can go to the Facebook
page. I'm watching
page,
that.
But,
I got to watch it.
Here's what's crazy. Coach Dyer, he's the one who pressed charges against the parent who hit him. Because
wow.
He got, like, cocked by the parent, man.
Wasn't he part of the fight though?
Yeah, I mean,
see, I believe like he
was in the face of the other coach. And
if you're gonna continue to, you know, cause what
talk
happened,
smack
yeah,
dog,
then it's your fault. You can't come back and sue the person. That's ridiculous.
But he didn't get physical. The parent was the one that like cocked him in the face.
Yeah, still, I don't know.
Coach Dyer also happens to be on the board of directors for YAFL, by the way. And the Football League decided not to comment on his behavior. That's smart. Hey, taking a look at my division, bro. Psh, like the top 200 make it, bro. I came in 3,190th.
Wow.
No, I don't know if that's good.
I think that's good. That sounds good.
If that tells you anything, like scrolling through trying to find me, I'm on page 64
well,
of 114 pages.
So that's good.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty good.
Middle of the pack. Whatever.
You've been doing it for what, 6 months? Come on, man.
Yeah. So that's one thing.
You got those Jeter jeans.
Jeter jeans?
Jeter jeans.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to brag, but whatever. A fighter has died from cutting weight, by the way.
Yeah, this is crazy. This is the first time this has ever happened.
Dude, you're trying to do some stupid trim down thing right now, which is dumb because you're really thin.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to do that.
Now you're making me nervous.
I'm not doing what these fighters are doing.
Weight cutting's crazy, and the only thing I know about weight cutting is from Kingdom, the TV show. Thank you, Jonathan Tucker, which, by the way, get in studio, bro!
I got my men working on it.
Yeah, I know. He was rocking it with Dotson yesterday, and I'm like, dude, we just need to text John. Say, well, John.
Ricky said he was on it.
Okay, we'll let Ricky be on it.
And you know what, John, he'll bring him in.
Well, John.
You be ready.
I'm ready, man.
Yeah. Yeah, so we did, Buck and I did this years ago for a one of our fitness competitions.
Cut weight?
Yeah, we were trying to cut weight like the fighters do. And so Ricky got us these, they're almost like garbage bags, really, that you get into and you sweat.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all these different methods of cutting weight, you know, getting into a bathtub and going into the sauna. And it's really dangerous if you don't know what you're doing.
Right.
Why are you eating and we're doing
trying to get some mass gains,
bro. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my protein burrito.
That sounds great. Mm-hmm. We'll just stay here.
Dude, numerous occasions, fighters have been forced into the hospital after destroying their bodies trying to make weight. Well, here's sad, terrible, terrible news. MMA community was shocked. Scottish Muay Thai boxer found dead on Sunday in a heavy sweatsuit that police speculate brought on a heat stroke. The victim has been identified by police as Jordan Donald. However, a search of Facebook account calls him Jordan Co. Interesting. The boxer, known by his ring name of Jordan Landman Moonboy Muay Thai, was wearing a thick outfit when he left the hotel. It was still in place when his body was discovered. His trainer told police that the Scot went out with the heavy clothing trying to shred 3 kilograms.
Wow.
So he could meet the 61-kilogram limit for a bout on Sunday. A resort owner told police the man left at 11:30 a.m. on Saturday. And, they believe he suffered a shock to his system due to severe dehydration from jogging in the sun with this crazy...
Gosh.
Oh, my gosh, guys.
Yeah.
That's dangerous, man.
You got to be really careful. That's so sad. I know for a while a lot of people have been trying to change that in the UFC. The whole weight cut and how they do it. They need to make more divisions is what they need to do.
Yeah.
More weight divisions.
Speaking of divisions, Starmie member just chimed in and said, I just checked. I got 992 out of 4,430 men in the Southwest between ages of 40 and 44. Nice job.
Beautiful. Good job.
Somebody said, did you have a Red Bull or something this morning, Steve? All wired. You're stressing me out, man. I haven't even had any caffeine.
You're slurring your words a little bit. Maybe you should blow into this. Here.
Okay.
Well, you can just give it a little blow. It's not a kazoo, bro.
That's what it sounds like. Have you ever been in a car where somebody has one of those weird device thingies?
No.
I have.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. I mean, not in my car.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
I know people.
I should check your Mazda later.
Whatever. People are human beings, man. They make mistakes. Sometimes those are the consequences.
Uh-huh.
It's weird.
Yeah?
I
did they want you to breathe into it?
No, dude.
Hey, man, will you just blow into this
real quick? Is that possible?
Yeah, I think so. That's what they used. I don't know if it's changed, but I know back in the day. I thought
it uses your DNA.
Maybe it does now.
But it probably would still work if you're family.
Yeah.
But that's stupid. Why would anyone ever
don't know.
In the passenger seat be like, Okay. Wait, you're drinking and I'm sober? Yeah, instead of me driving, I'll just blow into this for you. Wait, we're both idiots.
Well, it's happened.
Has it really, though?
Yeah. Yeah.
Gosh, so
I remember reading many stories over the years of that situation.
Oh, I have words that I'll keep to myself. Okay. Sorry I'm stressing you out.
And you're not on Red Bull.
I'll slow down. Somebody said I agree with Dex. If someone provokes you and does not shut up because the dude's a jerk, they're asking to get socked in the jaw.
Yeah, well.
Going back to the last story.
Just saying.
Somebody else said awesome job on the Open, Steve-O. I want to know how many people competed in my division, dog. It looks like 15,000 and change.
Huh.
But I'm not, I mean, I don't know.
It's pretty good, man.
Yeah.
That's really good.
I guess. No, only 5,700. Yeah.
Still. And you were what?
3,000. What was it?
Yeah, 3,100. You're right in the middle. That's pretty good.
Ugh.
Next year, man.
No!
Next year.
That was worldwide, though, bro.
Mm.
That wasn't in our region or anything.
That's great.
Trying, guys! Actually, no, I'm done. That was a one-time thing. 3,190. Moving on. Wink! Here's some results from a new survey on our egg-eating habits. I'm trying to get some more protein into my life. I eat hard-boiled eggs, and it's taking its toll. Apparently, I sound like I'm on Red Bull. It's just egg yolks, dog. Egg yolks.
Yeah?
Healthy fats. Yeah.
Don't take the bite of burrito. That's not a good idea.
New survey on egg eating habits.
Okay. You're done. New survey on egg eating habits. 54% of people put ketchup on them. Steve-O?
Yeah, that's amazing.
I want to apologize right now for my job wife.
Oh, it's really dry.
Yeah.
It's the last bite of a burrito. You know how dry it gets? Because it's mostly just like, at this point, it's...
Okay. 39% say scrambled is the best way to eat them. And almost two-thirds say eating egg whites, well, eating them only the egg whites is gross.
How do you like your eggs, man?
Well, I prefer over easy. And I only put ketchup on my eggs if I have hash browns.
That's disgusting.
You never put ketchup?
Ever, ever, ever.
Even on your hash browns?
Ever, ever.
Really?
Hash browns, it's more like Tabasco.
Boom, yeah, boom, boom, boom. I like that too.
I do not like ketchup.
Yeah.
I mean, if they only have ketchup, I'll rock ketchup. And like I just had that burrito and it was scrambled eggs, but I prefer like over easy, over medium. Nice avocado oil.
Yeah.
A little salt. Get that pepper out of my face!
No pepper?
I hate pepper.
Why?
I don't know. I hate pepper.
Huh.
It's like, ugh. It's like, eh.
You know, maybe you're putting too much on.
No, dude. That's literally like a little, whoop.
Huh.
That's the fastest pepper dash in the world. Oh, man. A comic book writer is suing Stephen King currently for $500 million.
Wow.
He's claiming he stole the main character. Hey, for The Dark Tower. Have you ever read The Dark Tower?
Gunslinger?
Yeah. That's The Gunslinger. That's actually what I was reading on the way to Las Cruces. I'm reading it.
Yeah, is it good?
Eh. It's aight.
When did that come out?
Is that
an older book?
Let's find out. Whoa!
Is that Clint Eastwood?
No, but that's the thing, is the idea is there's this gunslinger, it's like this weird Western, but also Lord of the Rings, but Western. Hmm. I don't know. It's really interesting. There's a character known as the Gunslinger. Well, according to the lawsuit, the creator of The Rook Comics claims that Stephen King's protagonist, Roland DeShane, is based on his main character, Reston Dane.
Wow.
They even rhyme.
What?
He says that DeShane has striking similarities to Dane other than just their initials. Both are time-traveling, monster-fighting, quasi-immortal romantic adventure heroes. He also points out King's DeShane dressed like a cowboy despite not being from the Old West, just like Reston Dane. The towers in both books look exactly the same. I'm going to keep rhyming on their names. I can't believe it's still going insane.
Okay.
Rest in Dane.
That's Dishane. Weird. That is weird, right?
That is actually, yeah. Roland Dishane, Rest in Dane, same initials. They both are cowboys in the Wild West, but not in the Wild West. The Rest in Dane character was in more than 5 million comic magazines from 1977 to 1983, and King admits he's read those stories.
Oh.
The first book in King's Dark Tower series was released in 1982.
Wow.
Toward the end. So the Rook creator thinks it's more than just a coincidence that Roland is a lot like Reston, and he wants the King of Horror to fork over $500 million for ripping him off. Of course, the lawsuit is impeccably timed because teaser footage from the upcoming Dark Tower film starring Idris Elba and Matthew McConaughey released this week.
Why haven't we watched that?
I don't know. Well, when I went to go pick up the Dark Tower book, The Gunslinger, book one, the lady said, "Oh, this is one of my favorite series. I love like bookstores. It's rare these days." And she, wanted to know if I'd actually read the series already. I said, I have not. I've always been interested in it, but everybody's like, dude, Game of Thrones, try this book. And I've been reading all these books that people try or want me to try. I have a stack of books still by my bedside. And finally, I was like, no, I want to read The Dark Tower.
Yeah.
She says if I want to not have anything spoiled, I've got to read the first two books before the movie comes out because it's kind of crunched together and based on the first two.
I'm excited to watch this trailer.
No. I don't know if you shouldn't watch it here.
Well,
$500 million lawsuit, guys. I think he's got a case. If you take a look at these characters, they're both super Wild Westy looking dudes.
The names is what's crazy.
Reston Dane and Roland Dishane.
Yeah, he's going to get some money out of King for sure.
$500 million.
I don't know if he's going to get $500 million, but...
$500 million. What would you do with $500 million?
Gosh, I'd buy New Mexico. I would rename it
New Dexico.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You should buy Dexes. Now, what could I buy?
I don't know.
Stivada.
Stivada. Then you could call it, you know, you and your Nevada.
Nevada.
Ugh.
Yeah. Is it really Nevada?
It's Nevada.
Is it Nevada, though?
Anybody you talk to that lives or is from Nevada says Nevada, not Nevada.
Are you sure, though?
My wife grew up in Nevada.
Maybe it's because I'm from Las Vegas, New Mexico. And there, people say... Man, I wish I was in Nevada. No one says that. Reality TV show Eden leaves contestants in the wilderness for a year. But here's the catch. Nobody was watching.
What?
This is my favorite story of the day. We got to talk a lot about this. A reality show called Eden. So they grab these contestants. It's a reality show that aired on the UK's Channel 4. A year ago, producers dropped off 23 strangers in a remote area of Scotland to build a self-sufficient community away from technology. So their year-long saga was set to be recorded and aired on television. So here's the thing. It's like, yeah, we're going to set you in the wilderness of Scotland. You've got to survive. We've got to have the Guinness. I don't know if they'd have Guinness. Yeah. They have to be self-sufficient. But I bet you they could find a filtration system, you know, and then they'd need like alcohol and stuff to
Rick. This sounds like that show I watch Alone that's on the History Channel.
Yeah,
except,
dude.
It's just with a group of people.
Here's the problem, my friend. 23 contestants, middle of nowhere, Scotland. The only hiccup was the show was terrible. It got axed after 4 episodes. But apparently no one cared, because it was like, we've all seen this before. No one was watching.
Wow.
They canceled the show after 4 episodes. And the contestants? Well, they kept going unaware that the show was canceled.
Oh my gosh. They didn't tell them?
Over the year, all but 10 contestants quit the show.
Oh, my gosh.
It wasn't a reality show with winners and losers like Survivor. The program wanted to try and capture what it would be like to start a society from scratch. So the series aimed to challenge everything about modern living, raising questions about what we need to be happy, what we want from communities, how we're influenced by society as a whole. There was a doctor, a chef, a paramedic, a life coach, and more.
Wow.
They had livestock, hunting gear. Dude. Dude!
So... Was there a winner? I mean, did they win anything?
It's incredible. I'll tell you all about it right after this commercial break.
Yeah, I hate it when you do that.
Secrets!
Okay.
All right. 585 Live if you want to text into the show.
When we come back, we'll discuss this reality show that got canceled. We also have a new emo song from Donald Trump. I mean, he didn't write it or sing on it, but they used all of his speeches to write an amazing emo song. So we'll do that for you. We'll be right back. The Tobes. Love broke through.
The Tobes.
Star 88. Good morning. Welcome to the show, everyone. Gosh, it is beautiful outside right now. Mm. It's springtime, which means only one thing, Steve-O.
Springtime is in the air, marking the return of the hipsters from hibernation.
Hey, Julius.
Let's go get a chai.
Smoking their electronic cigarettes and preparing for their springtime bath.
It's true. The hipsters are in full effect right now. Springtime is when they come out of hibernation. And
what are you talking about? They love winter. They can wear their leather jacket. Actually, that's not true because their leather jacket is too thin to actually keep them warm.
Exactly right,
you know
Steve-O.
What? No, touche.
Exactly right. I have a I have the top hipster complaints.
Oh, no.
We'll do that coming up.
Okay.
Let's get back to that story, though, that we were talking about in the news.
Yeah, people were like, what? Oh, man, I'm waiting in my car to hear the rest of the story. And I promise you, we're going to get to it.
Go, 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 go.
Right after this commercial break. Nah, I'll really tell you right now. Okay. So we were talking before the break about this reality TV show called Eden. It's this year-long reality TV show, 23 strangers dropped in a remote area of Scotland to build a self-sufficient community away from technology. A year-long saga, recorded and aired for television. This isn't like Survivor. There are no winners and losers. We want to know what it's like to capture the start of a society from the beginning.
Wow.
Everything from modern living, raising questions about what we need to be happy, what we want from our communities, and how we're influenced by society as a whole. There's a doctor, a chef, a medic, a life coach, and more. Livestock, hunting gear, items for cooking. Sounds incredible!
23 total strangers.
What are the element rowing?
Hello!
Alone and cut off from civilization for an entire year.
So this is it, home.
This is brilliant.
I think you're exaggerating there. I used to live in a house.
Will the combination of their individual skills and experience be enough to survive?
Yeah, the whole thing about it getting canceled and then they didn't tell the contestants for how long? A year?
A year, bro.
That it was canceled?
Yeah, after four episodes, nobody in the UK cared. Channel 4 in the UK canceled it. Four episodes in. But nobody told the contestants?
I'm having a hard time understanding. Did they think they were probably going to get picked up by another network or something? Or they could maybe sell it? Because, you know, that's what they do, right? It's when they make these shows, they sell it usually to... TV station.
They were playing it. They were airing it. It was actually on television.
Yeah.
So as far as the contestants knew, it was like, all right, we're doing it, guys.
Yeah, my family's watching me back
Everybody's
home.
Everybody's watching me. And four episodes in, it got canceled because it was either boring or terrible. Well, all but 10 people ended up quitting the show just throughout the course of the year because it's like, It's gnarly conditions.
Well, yeah.
It's not all bad news, by the way, for the 10 people who stuck it out. In a statement, Channel 4 said the show will now return to screens later this year. So I guess the appeal of Eden was that it was a real experiment. When filming began, they had no idea what the results would be, how those taking part would react to being isolated for months on end in a remote part of the British Isles. So that's why they did it. The story of their time, the highs, the lows, and now, man.
Hmm.
Now they're going to allegedly air it? But okay, think about this. You're on a remote island for a year away from your family, thinking that they're watching you.
Yeah.
And, you know, able to keep tabs and at least know how you're doing, because there's no interaction with the outside world.
Right.
None whatsoever. And then emerging from the wilderness a year later to find out no one saw your story.
Wow.
No one's heard from you.
I wonder if that's going to be a part of the show. I wonder if this is really a way to just get more ratings.
What? It's the British. The British don't lie. It's the UK, man.
And I really would be curious to see what this show looks like compared to the reality shows that we have. Because we know that it's all drama when you watch reality shows.
Yeah.
Is that why the show didn't take off? There wasn't enough drama? Because I feel like there would be enough drama with a group of people out in the wilderness
Maybe.
Trying to survive.
I don't know. I guess Fox tried this with a show called Utopia years ago. Also got canceled after like four episodes because it was boring. But this person said, I actually liked it. Sad it got the boot.
Huh.
Somebody said, how could the producers of the show just forget about the contestants?
See, I don't think they forgot about
them. No one told the camera crew. No one told anybody. Like, they were just out there filming for no reason.
No, there was a reason. I bet you anything the creators or whoever was, you know, pulling the strings.
Said, we've got a better idea.
Yeah, let's just keep them out there.
Let's keep them out there. Because all of a sudden it's going to hit social media
right.
a year later and people are going to want to see it.
I want to watch it now.
Yeah, that's what Thebe said. Guess who wants to watch it now? Everyone. Brilliant marketing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So somebody else said, I really hope it doesn't end like Lord of the Flies. Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Because this show definitely sounds like something I would watch. Because Alone is one of my favorite shows to watch. Because it really shows you that we were never meant to be alone. Like, God created us to be with people. And these people get stuck out in the wilderness.
Together.
No, well, I'm talking about alone.
23 of them. Oh, alone.
Alone. They get stuck out in the wilderness alone, and then they start freaking out after 30 days because they have no interaction with people. It's just themselves out there with grizzly bears and trying to, you know, find something to eat every day, and they go crazy because that's not how we're wired.
Right.
So I can see how it would be a little bit easier being with, I mean, it depends on the type of people that were with you.
13 of them quit, you know? There were only 10.
Yeah.
But, okay, would you be stoked if you were one of the 10? Like, imagine being one of the 13 people who quit. After a couple months, they were like, I can't hack it, guys. I got to go back to society. And they're like, okay, cool. You can leave. And then you leave and go home to like watch your friends to see what's going on. I was like, wait, what? We were canceled?
Yeah.
I did all that for nothing?
Well, I would be pumped if I was one of the contestants who left early because.
No way, dude.
I would feel bad now that these contestants have no idea. They just think the show is still continuing.
Like, yeah, man, we're going to be stars.
Oh, man, I've made it so far. Yeah, nobody cares. Nobody's watching you.
I just...
That's so funny.
It's crazy to me that the producers would just kind of let it go on.
Yeah, I bet you anything. They know what they're doing because there's going to be a lot of people watching now.
Yeah. I don't know. It was supposed to be a real experiment. They had no idea what the results would be. They were hoping that it was going to take off and it wouldn't be really boring. I don't know. The trailer looked kind of boring.
Yeah, it didn't look like...
It's just these normal dudes who are like, we got to build a tent.
The people that don't get stuck in are the ones that are going to struggle.
This is a place that we're going to need to put some work and effort into.
Come on, fella, let's go, come on.
What if we could start again?
Where did you wake up this morning, Steve?
Next to quite a lot of these, actually.
We have done so, so well and absolutely smashed expectations.
What we've got is amazing.
Eden starts Monday, the 18th of July on 4.
Okay, but here's the question. It's like, what if we could start over from scratch with really nice camping gear and livestock?
Do they have camping gear?
Yeah, dude. You see those tarps and everything that they were using to like build their tents and stuff? It's like, you didn't start from scratch.
Yeah, that's true.
I want to see a show where you have livestock and you have to kill the cow and like use its hide for shelter.
That's why Alone is
that
great.
Is starting from scratch.
That's what they do on that show Alone.
Sponsored by REI.
You know, it's like, what? No! You went into the camping section and just bought everything. You're not starting over from anything.
This is why, you know, the whole reality show they want to do with people going to Mars?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
But you get up there, there's nothing up there.
Right. It would be very boring.
Yeah, it'd be very boring. So boring.
Yeah.
And, I mean, are they really going to do that? How would they get that back here?
I don't know.
How long would that take?
I have no idea.
Join us in 7 years. Season 2. We're still downloading it, guys. The connection's terrible.
Yeah.
The Wi-Fi is awful on Mars.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So we're still trying to, it's buffering. Imagine the buffering problems on Mars, man. I'm just saying. It would be cray-cray.
Well, I'm curious to see what happens with this, if it gets picked back up.
So I'm sure it
will.
You
said it did, like, they're...
Yeah, they claim that there's good news that for the 10 contestants that actually stuck it out, that they're going to try and get it back on the tele. But
so you can watch these episodes, the ones that are out there so far?
I don't know.
Because somebody on the live one said they were watching it.
Oh. Yeah, other people chime in saying, hey, this has been done. It's called Into the Wild. Somebody else said, we love the show Alone. That's the Lopez crew, actually. People said if things actually went pretty well for the people, that's probably why it got canceled. People want to see the trouble and the chaos. Yeah, which is sad but true.
All right, I'm going to do my homework, guys. I'm gonna find the episodes. I'm going to watch it, and I'll give you a full review tomorrow.
Mm. Okay.
Because I think I found there's a few websites that have them.
Huh. Speaking of animals.
Yes?
Did you know that it's National Poison Prevention Week?
I had no idea.
I did. I'm an advocate. I get updates regularly from Jacqueline. She's the health educator for the New Mexico Poison and Drug Information Center.
Uh-huh.
She's great.
Yeah. I feel like that's a spam email that you got.
Nah, man. It's real.
Uh-huh.
Pet safety. I need pet safety music.
All right.
You ever get tired of your pets getting into things and dying? Me too. That's actually never happened.
That'd happened to me.
That'd be really weird.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, my German Shepherd when I was a kid got into the trash.
No.
Ate some chicken bones and died.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, never feed dogs chicken bones.
Yeah, well, I just was trying to be funny. I didn't know it was real world.
Yeah.
Really sorry. What was the dog's name?
Rommel.
Rommel?
Apparently Rommel was a terrible human being. He was a Nazi. He was actually, they say, worse than Hitler.
Your dad was like, we're naming our dog so that we can...
Yeah, I had a conversation with my dad about this because I wanted to know why you would name a German Shepherd Rommel.
It's because he was German?
Well, sure. He wanted to have a scary German Shepherd junkyard dog.
And so he makes sense.
Oh, I'll name him Rommel after this
and people
horrible
just be
human being.
Terrified.
Right. Yeah. And that was before the internet, so nobody knew who Rommel was anyways. Yeah.
I'm so sorry I asked.
Yeah. It's great.
Guys, if you're interested in this, there's seriously something going on here in the Albuquerque area. Pause for Poison Prevention. There's specialists on hand that do their best to help folks if their pets have been poisoned or if they have questions, for example. One time, this 3-pound Chihuahua got into catnip that made her muzzle swell up.
Wow.
So they had to call, So apparently, you can actually use children's Benadryl on dogs, but she had to call the NMPDIC to see what the exact amount for a 3-pound Chihuahua would be, but it's actually possible. So you need to make sure you have animal poison control on your line before you give your pet human medicine, obviously. Hmm. But I got
got some quick tips to help keep your pets from getting poisoned or eating chicken bones.
What up, dog?
Yeah, okay. Avoid feeding your animal human food, Dex. Don't give your dog chicken bones.
Yeah, I did, and he got into the trash.
And he choked and died. So tragic.
Well, the thing is, he didn't choke and die away, but he got sick, and we were wondering why he was sick. And,
yeah.
And we should have taken him to the vet right away,
yeah,
because they could have probably saved his life, but no, we didn't. And he was too late.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, you have a very sad look on your face.
Yeah.
I'm going to move on.
He was a great
dog. Raisins, grapes, onions, garlic, chocolate, coffee, macadamia nuts, any product that contains the artificial sweetener xylitol. You got to keep it out of sight, out of reach of your pets, because that can poison them. Whoa, dude. I didn't know raisins and grapes or onions can.
Yeah.
Garlic. I knew about chocolate, but that's the only one. Coffee.
Yeah, I've heard of grapes.
Nuts. Great. Great.
You got to be careful. Don't. You know what? Here's a good tip.
Yeah.
Don't feed your dog human food and you'll be fine. Leslie.
Oh, no.
I keep telling her, you're going to kill Vader. He's just going to die one of these days because you just keep feeding him your leftovers.
Also, not give your dog human medication to treat your pets without first consulting an expert. I mentioned earlier the 3-pound Chihuahua. Don't do that unless you consult Animal Poison Control and they can give you an exact dosage amount. But even then, how do you know what your dog weighs unless you've been to the vet soon? Do you ever do that thing where you step on the scale and then you get off the scale and then you pick up your dog and step back on the scale and you're like, oh, great. Now I got to do math. Okay. 42 pounds.
Right.
I think. Human doses can be very different than doses for animals. As an example, as little as 500 milligrams of acetaminophen is enough to kill a cat, Thebes.
Wow.
500 milligrams of acetaminophen. That's crazy, dude. You got to store your medications away from your pets to avoid confusion. Medications can look very similar to each other. Make sure you don't drop your medications on the floor for your pets to accidentally ingest. Also, plants, poisonous to pets. With Easter around the corner, Easter lilies are very poisonous to cats. One bite or ingesting the pollen can cause kidney failure and death in your cats.
No kidding.
Easter lilies. Wow. I had no idea. I also don't have cats, but, you know.
Huh?
Yeah. Easter lilies, one bite or ingesting the pollen, kidney failure, death.
Gosh, man.
There goes your cat. Goner. All nine lives.
Wish I would have known that 5 years ago.
Okay, stop it. If you'd like an actual list, those of you who actually care about your pets, you can go to the ASPCA.org. It's ASPCA.org. There's pet care, animal poison control there. So there you go.
Thank you, Steve-O.
This program is being simultaneously broadcast at a high frequency so that dogs can hear it too.
That's what's beautiful about our show.
Yeah.
Shout out to Vader listening right now.
Ah!
Shout out to Rommel. Rest in peace, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. And
also Ace. He was another German Shepherd that we loved. He died. He got hit by a car. Rest in peace, buddy.
Gosh.
Yeah. 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 Rascal. He was a black lab. He got arthritis and died. Man.
Can we do something happy before the break, man?
Just thinking of all the pets horrible. That I had throughout the years. Some great dogs.
Okay.
Katie, she was another German Shepherd we had. Uh-huh. She was obese and died of a heart attack.
Gosh, you are literally depressing everyone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
we got a couple birthdays. Shout out to...
Shout out to Lycos.
Who?
Lycos.
Lycos?
Yeah, sure. German Shepherd.
I had a dog named Logan.
Yeah?
Yeah, hit by a car in front of my house.
Gosh, man.
Yeah. Ugh. He was a little, I don't know what he was. He was like a poodle. I don't know.
How did he get out?
He's scrappy. He could jump really high. Sadly, he lived.
Oh my gosh, that's even worse.
I know. We took him to the vet and it was like $4,000 later. Then he really was his namesake Logan because he had like a metal arm.
What? You spent $4,000 on him?
Well, I mean, I didn't. My mom did. I was a kid.
See, I have a limit.
It was like, dude, just let him go.
Yeah, I have a limit.
What's your limit? $70?
$500.
$500?
500.
It's a lot for an animal. Something happens to Rocket, I'm like, $83, man.
That's all I got.
How much is that?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I love my dog.
What up, dog?
Took a turn, man. Yeah, can we please give a birthday shout out? Oh!
Give a birthday shout out.
Our girl Yuvia! She got her card, by the way. Remember we signed a card for Yuvia?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she got the card. So, happy
birthday, Yuvia.
Yeah. Good job. Way to be alive. Unlike Dex's pets.
That's right.
Happy birthday.
All right. We got to take a break. We'll talk hipsters. We'll play a Donald Trump emo song. And a really, really cool story about a woman in Starbucks.
Oh.
We'll share that. Hang out. We'll be right back.
An annual report card grading social media sites fighting online hate gives good marks to Twitter and Facebook, but says YouTube and Google aren't doing enough.
President Trump signed an executive order rolling back a number of environmental programs.
The top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, wants Chairman Devin Nunes, a Republican, to recuse himself now from the investigation into Russian interference in the presidential campaign.
I'm sure that the Democrats do want me to quit because they know that I'm quite effective.
A bipartisan group of senators is introducing a bill that would make amateur athletic governing bodies like USA Gymnastics immediately report allegations of sex abuse to law enforcement.
Three masked burglars chose the wrong house to rob.
Police in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma called to a home. Three men were about to burglarize the house. The homeowner's 19-year-old son was there, had a loaded AR-15 rifle, and killed all three of them.
SpaceX and Tesla founder Elon Musk has launched a new company that aims to link computers with human brains.
Donkey Kong, one of 12 finalists for the video game Hall of Fame.
Finalists selected from nominations from around the world and winners chosen by a committee of video game scholars and journalists.
Good morning. 7:38.
But I'm reading my X-Men comic book. I don't wanna.
Yeah, you do. I guess you didn't do the weather, did you?
I didn't. The high today is 62 degrees. But looking at traffic, I-40 West between Wantabo and Tramway is closed due to an accident involving a pedestrian. So they're asking you exit Tramway or Wantabo, then you can use Central or Lomas to get around in that area. But yeah, closed due to an accident. There's also an accident involving a semi-rig. The left lane is blocked. I-25 North down at New Mexico 47. That's Broadway, exit 215. So that's jamming everything up on that end of the city. Traffic lights flashing. Red Coors Bypass at Eagle Ranch. Treat that as a four-way stop. That's your look at traffic.
Thank you.
Traffic!
It's springtime, so that means the hipsters are out of hibernation.
Okay.
I have the top hipster complaints. Mentioning a band and finding out that other people have heard of them. That is a complaint I hear too often from hipsters.
Dude, I love this band, the Nozzle Wasters.
You love the Nas, too?
Wait, you've heard of the Nozzle Wasters?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they were good, but, like, I guess they're not as good as the Wax Taxers.
Never heard of them.
Oh, you haven't? Yeah, they're my favorite band, the Wax Taxers. It's really hard making up band names on the spot.
My favorite is Public Bathroom. Probably never heard of them.
I want to look up and see if any of those bands exist. Bathroom the Band.
Oh, it does, I'm sure.
That's a good one.
Yeah, the top hipster complaints. Buying that Velvet Underground LP, then finding out it's not an original pressing.
Bathrooms is a band.
It's got to be, yeah.
Bathroom Wall.
This is another big complaint from hipsters when there's a big anti-Trump rally on the same weekend as Coachella. Another complaint from hipsters, an Uber driver not picking them up in a Prius.
Hey, yesterday, yeah. Joe, the manager at Astros, bought a new Prius.
What else?
No, that's actually real. I saw it. It's gold. He was very excited. And he's not a hipster.
Oh, yeah.
He's a puppeteer who manages a comic book shop. Wait. I love you, Joe. But what defines a hipster, really?
Really? You want to know what defines a hipster?
Yeah.
I got it for you.
Do you see that funny-looking young man over there in vintage clothing?
Whatevs.
He is a hipster. Like rats, hipsters are commonly found in run-down urban environments. Here's how you can become a hipster. Rule number one, don't care.
I only paint with my left hand.
Toads, dominant hands are so commercial.
Hipster rule number two, like things only until other people like them too.
Have you heard of that band made up entirely of speaking spells?
So yo, I'm over it.
Hipster rule number three, wear a tiny hat you found at the swap meet.
Is that a beret?
No, it's a yarmulke.
You're Jewish?
No.
I'm over it.
I know, I'm over it.
Hipster rule number four, say dorky things.
Want to go to a secret four-square party?
Totes, bestie.
JK. Echo. Whatevs.
He's huge on the abandoned gas station circuit.
As they are unable to run fast in their vintage footwear, hipsters prove easy to hunt and kill. Lucky for you, because hipster meat is not only delicious, it's ironic. And in season now. Bon appetit, hip.
Whoa! That took a turn, didn't it?
That took a crazy turn.
You can't. Wow, I didn't expect that to happen. I mean, that's... Well, they're out of hibernation now. I mean, it's hunting season, I believe.
Poor David. I thought of our little board operator, David.
Oh.
No. Oh.
Well... What
he
time is he coming
his
in?
Classic
today?
Volvo with this really cool hipster YouTube channel about traveling around in a Volvo.
That's real, guys.
Wow.
He's got a real YouTube channel with like thousands of subscribers.
Wow.
And he just goes around places in his old classic Volvo.
Huh.
In his Tom's shoes. And his almost beard because he can't really fully grow one.
Totes.
Love you, David. Dude,
there you go.
I want to hear the band made up entirely of speaking spells.
Yes.
That sounded totes awesome, bro.
Speaking of songs, let's play this track that was created from Donald Trump's speeches. I love the internet so much. You know
oh,
I
yeah.
do. And there are some very creative people out there. They took all of Donald Trump's speeches and they created this beautiful song.
I am being viciously attacked with lies and smears. I think it's a disgrace, and I say that, and I say that. They're making me have to be a very mean, bad kind of a guy. And that's not me. What the hell going on? They're sneaky, dirty rats.
Again, this is all of Donald Trump's speeches.
The American dream is dead. We're dying. We're dying. I've never said I'm a perfect person, nor pretended to be someone that I'm not. Anyone who knows me knows these words don't reflect who I am. The media is so dishonest and so corrupt, and the pile-on is so amazing. The whole thing is one big fix. One big thing.
Oh my gosh,
it's
dude.
It's one big ugly lie. It's one big fix. The press.
And wow. If the same guys did, we played this one when it first came out. These are the same guys. They did this last
month.
Oh,
okay.
Presidential election. Now professional protesters decided by the media are protesting.
Dude, I want to buy this
amazing.
Album, man.
It's pretty good.
They just took like the most
emo parts of Finch and Brand New and right? some a dashboard in there, and they sprinkled it all together and made a mix and then took Donald Trump's tweets.
Gosh, that's so good.
That's phenomenal.
Very brilliant.
I love all of that.
Very, very brilliant.
I just want to go listen to Brand New right now.
Very unfair.
It was perfect because, you know, the rain and whatnot. So I'm down with that, guys.
Yeah, and Trump's rating is down. It's at the lowest it's been, and he's sad.
This is perfect weather for some Brand New or maybe some Finch today. Maybe I'll do that.
Maybe some Finch.
Somebody chimed in and said, sounds like Dashboard. I wanted to say like a little like sprinkled in, but Dashboard is Dashboard. So it's not nearly as good. Dashboard.
All right, let's move on. Let's talk about this woman who wrote a heartfelt apology note. Apparently she was rude.
To whom?
A Starbucks barista.
Oh, no. Why, man? They're just 27 trying to get through college. At 27, man. Well, what degree are they working
on? You were a barista, so you can really relate to this story.
It was very, very rare for people to be rude, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I thought you would deal with that a lot.
Well, I mean, I'd like to think I'm an uppity, like, happy individual.
Yeah.
Not uppity. Like a happy... And I tried to memorize names as quickly as possible. I just enjoyed that. And drinks. And, yeah! And from time to time, there were, like, grumpy people. But whatevs. Yeah.
Whatevs.
Whatevs. I just said whatevs, and I meant it.
Well, I mean...
Dang, I gotta go.
Okay.
I gotta go rethink some things.
A 20-year-old barista named Andrew Richardson was working the drive-thru at a Starbucks in Central California last Monday. A woman he waited on got annoyed when he said they were out of cup carriers. Then he wouldn't take some trash she tried to hand him because he said it was a health violation. So she got even more annoyed. Andrew says she wasn't even that rude, but she thought she was. So she went back the next day with a handwritten apology note, and she also gave him a $50 tip. The note was pretty long, but here's part of it. Quote, "The thought of leaving a trail of unkindness like that is not the path I want to reflect. Not for you, not for me. You are a young man who's clearly working hard to build a future, and you should be commended. Keep up your attitude of cheer and hope and stay hopeful no matter what kind of people cross your path." Now, we don't know her full name, but she signed the note Debbie. She added a line at the end where she said she learned an important lesson about kindness, compassion, and staying humble. That's pretty cool. How many people do that? Recognize that, you know what?
I was a grump.
I was not a very kind person.
That was lame.
I want to go back.
That ain't me, dog.
Make it right.
Ain't me, dog.
Not very many people would do that. This person did. I was reading James 5:16. "Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working." Got to confess those sins, man. When you're in the wrong, got to confess those sins. Okay. She was in the wrong.
She was in the wrong.
She said, "I'm sorry.
It was a very bad day." "It was very unfair how I treated you at Starbucks." Horrible.
Like, that's all I can think of is emo songs now. Same brain, guys.
Oh, man. We both just stared at each other's eyes and just broke out
just
into song.
Just knew. It's like, in 3, 2, all right. Emo song, go. Amazing.
Yeah, I think that's important for us to recognize when we mess up, when we do something wrong, when we wrong somebody, we should drop the pride and just... Ask for forgiveness.
Write a letter.
Man, write a letter, sure.
A little note.
This person left a $50 tip and a letter.
Write the letter on the tip so they can never spend it. Somebody on the live line said, "Of course it was a Debbie. Debbies are crazy."
Yeah? They're crazy?
Do you know any Debbies? Little Debbie.
I was thinking the same thing. I immediately went to... dessert.
Oh, you know that, Debbie.
Yeah.
You and that girl go way yeah. back.
I haven't seen her in a little bit.
I mean.
She might
hey, you might ain't got to lie, man. It's cool.
Hey, man.
I'm okay with you knowing Debbie.
Yeah, it's been a while, Debs. It's been a while.
How long's a while? Let's be honest. Sunday?
No. I'm not into that, man. I'm not into that.
Okay.
I'm into Mac now.
I do miss zebra cakes. What's Mac?
Mac's my boy.
Wait.
Mac Jr.
Oh, gosh. Go away.
I seriously can't stop, guys. I have a problem. I need to...
happened to you being on like the healthy trim-down train?
I am. You know, I fall every once in a while. It's fine. I'm okay.
You need to write a letter to the gym.
To Amy?
I want you to write a letter to your body. Apologizing. I had a very unfortunate night at the drive-thru at McDonald's.
Okay.
His name was Matt Jr. and he loves to hang. That was good, man. Thanks.
I'm writing it out. We'll get it going. We'll work it together.
You've got your acoustic guitar in the other room. I feel like you're at a place where I could play, I could like just rock some basic chords and you could write a song.
Anytime.
You want to write a song coming up about a story?
Yep.
Okay.
I want to.
Somebody said I was at Taco Bell, took the last hot sauce out of the bin. Lady came over, started yelling at me about not being considerate. Everyone was looking. It was very embarrassing. What? Her name was Debbie.
Because you took the last hot sauce?
I mean,
really?
Debbie's love hot sauce.
Wow.
Somebody said I've texted coworkers to apologize after we've gone home from work, you know, when you're out of line. Somebody else said one of my old bosses from back in the day was named Debbie. Mean and crazy and two-faced. Craziest wow. customer we ever had.
No kidding.
Her name was also Debbie. Cray, cray. I know some sweet Debbies, man.
Yeah.
Again, little Debbie. Totally sweet. Somebody said I caught myself being rude to working people when I'm out. I normally apologize after doing this, but I've never written a note like that. We need more people like that woman. Somebody said I have an aunt named Debbie. She's crazy. Okay.
Yeah, if you feel like you need to apologize, I mean, text in, call us, and, you know, throw it out on the air. We'll read your
Maybe
text.
Maybe you don't like confrontation. Maybe you need to apologize to someone, but you really don't want to have to. Send us their phone number, and we'll call them and apologize for you.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Love that.
We'll just do the hard work for you.
Yeah. What do you need to apologize for, Starmie? 585-LIVE. 585-5483. Trying to think what I need to apologize for.
You left a pillow in Las Cruces.
Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry, Leslie.
This doesn't count, you know. She doesn't listen to our show.
Ugh.
You left her pillowcase.
I did.
Suede Elvis Presley pillowcase.
Well,
yeah.
She does love the king.
In Las Cruces. You guys have a weird life.
Well, it was either the Elvis Presley print or the elk. And she wanted Elvis, so.
Okay.
The elk was beautiful, though.
Somebody said I have a professor named Debbie, and she is sweet and smart.
It's probably not a real name.
Somebody said Debbie from Shameless. Crazy!
That's true.
Somebody wants to know if Deborah counts.
Yeah, isn't that the same?
I mean, I think so.
Debs.
But I feel Debbie, like Deborah. If you're going by Deborah, you're like, I am an educated, strong woman, and I choose not to associate with the Debbies. I'm Deborah, and I'm different.
Whatevs.
Whatevs, Debs.
Whatevs, Debs.
Somebody said it. My name is Debbie, and I've got a little bit of the cray-cray.
Thank you for being
so
honest.
Many Debbies chiming in. Dude.
Man, there are.
Shout out to all the Debbies listening and Deborahs. Hello.
We sure do appreciate you guys.
We really do. Please don't slash our tires. Somebody said I met a Debbie at Rock and Worship Roadshow. She was probably the most chill person there. Word. Aw. Somebody said I want to apologize to Mike and TJ for the way I've treated them recently. Is something that Bill Peterson should say, but he won't because he hates them.
Whoa.
Yeah.
No, come on.
Disappeared.
Good morning.
Press 2.
Good morning.
Hey, this is Duke Skytalker.
Duke Skytalker, what are you doing?
Good. I have my grandma named Debbie, and she's awesome and sweet.
Oh, that's good, man.
That's cool, Joe. I mean, Duke Skytalker.
Do you call yeah. her Debbie, though? Because I feel like you call her grandma, so that doesn't count.
No, it counts.
I mean, but her name's really grandma, am I right?
I can have my daddy tell you. Ricky Consetti.
Oh, what?
But he calls her mom.
Well, I could still have him tell you.
That's true.
I talked to your dad yesterday.
Yeah, tell your dad we need Jonathan Tucker in studio. Tell him. Tell him, Duke. Sky Talker.
Okay, I will.
All right, buddy.
Over and out, buddy.
All right. You
later.
Have a great day.
You too. Those are the sound effects for Duke Sky Talker.
Thank you, Starmie. 585 Live, if you'd like to chime in, be a part of the show.
And apologize.
Yeah, you want to apologize? Were you not nice to somebody and you need to apologize, this is a great platform. Text it in, 585 Live, or you can call us, 338-3700. We'll be right back.
This program is being simultaneously broadcast at a high frequency so the dogs can hear it too.
The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O.
No.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. It's a beautiful rainy Wednesday here in the 505, 803.
High today of 62 degrees. Traffic! Well, it looks like the left lane is still blocked, I-25 North, right there at Broadway, exit 215, involving a semi-rig, so it's, it's going to be backed up for a while. Man, speaking of accidents.
What? What are you talking about?
That's your look at traffic!
Yay!
Ah!
Traffic!
Ah! I can't breathe.
Before the break, we were talking about apologies. Who do you need to apologize to? 585 Live. We were talking about this woman who went into Starbucks, she was at the drive-thru, and she was very rude to the barista. And she left, and she felt bad. So she went back with a letter and a $50 tip, apologizing for being so rude.
Yeah.
I love that.
Somebody chimed in on the live line and said, I apologize for choosing who our president will be over a game of rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
I know many people, actually, who, like, rolled dice or, like, for real, because it's like, I don't know who to vote for. This one was... Somebody said, I apologize for only listening to The Morning Invasion to see if Dex and Sivo will talk about real people more than people we've only ever seen on the screen. Hashtag... Be obsessed with the people that are actually in your life. Hashtag encourage that. Hashtag reality TV waste of time.
Wow. Okay.
But, okay. Wait, talk about real people.
Real people.
Yeah. Not just people that we see on screen. But those are real people.
Well, yeah. But, you know, those shows.
And a lot of our news actually is centered around human beings throughout the country.
I think they're upset because we talked about that reality show.
Oh.
You know?
That's weird.
Because, yeah, I'm sure they're all staged. Nothing's real anymore. Except my story on Instagram and Facebook.
Oh, okay.
And Snapchat.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, Facebook, they have a new update, and it totally ripped off Instagram and Snapchat. It's beautiful. I love it.
Mm.
I mean, that's really how they have to stay in the game, right? I mean, you just... copy what's working with other social networks, right?
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
I mean.
585 Live. You can chime in. Any apologies, Steve-O? Do you need to apologize?
Me?
No. Anything you need to apologize?
Nope.
For? I feel like you do.
No clue.
You're the meanest person I've ever met.
I'm sorry. Okay. Man, speaking of our president, shots were fired near the U.S. Capitol.
What?
From breaking news, the suspect is in custody.
Wait, hold on a second.
Breaking news, shut up.
Okay.
Thank you, Rachel. We're going to continue our breaking news coverage.
Breaking news?
Roger, roger.
Shots were fired this morning near the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. U.S. Capitol Police responded to the area at Washington Avenue and Independence Avenue, which is located near the U.S. Botanic Garden and the Rayburn House office building. The suspect apparently struck a Capitol Police cruiser and then tried running over several officers who were on foot, according to Metro D.C. Police. Capitol Police fired shots. No one was hit. The suspect was apprehended at 3rd and Independence and has been taken into custody. No one was hit by the suspect's car. The FBI is assisting the police at the scene. There's no indication of a motive. But do you know what happens when the FBI comes in and says that they're assisting? I've seen those movies.
Yeah, right.
Like the local police are like, it was weird, man. Some crazy dude just busted out shooting at us normal police officers. And then the FBI shows up with their crazy badges and they're like, hey, who's in charge here? And they're like, well, sergeant. And they're like, wrong. We are FBI. All right.
We're taking over.
We'll take over from here. And they're like, oh, man, but this is my city. This is what I do. And the FBI is like, step aside, son. I got a job to do. You don't even know what's going on.
Yes, right.
Man,
you know that's how it went down.
That's totally exactly how it went down. No speculation at all. Gosh, I love movies and not real people. Somebody on the line said, I apologize for the guy's comment about, quote, real people. Thank you. Apology accepted.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. Man, somebody said, I really like Dex and Teo the way they are. Hilarious. But I need to apologize for not listening as often as I need to.
Hilarious. So funny, guys.
Oh, man. Tempe, Arizona just chimed in and said, man, folks be getting cray-cray about stuff. Y'all should talk about comic books more. So, okay.
Yeah,
we can do
Steve
that.
Was reading one.
I'm actually reading. Yeah, this morning there was a new X-Men Prime book that releases today that I have in my hands because Mark Guggenheim wrote it and they're rebranding the X-Men and Inhumans. What? Somebody said Steve needs to apologize to Dex for all the overweight jokes. I don't even say those. I'm the one that tells you you're thin and you need to stop it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Every once in a while.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, did you just do Busta Rhymes? Because we could do Busta Rhymes. How many times did you say yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, man.
What?
Sorry.
That's cool, man.
No, no.
Whatevs.
I want you to look at me.
No.
I'm sorry.
Can't do it.
Is it too late to apologize?
Yeah, it's too late.
Too late.
Okay. The damage is done. It's all good.
Fine.
I'm over it. Whatevs.
Somebody said I needed to apologize to you for calling you dumb.
Yeah.
You're more deaf than dumb because you never listen to me. That's
people
what they said.
People hate that. People hate that, man.
What?
You got to stop using that word.
Somebody said, I would like to apologize to Dex. All the years of making fun of his little T-Rex arms, hairline, laziness, taste in music, taste in movies, taste in pretty much anything. I'm sorry.
Wow.
That's wrong.
Yeah.
Thank you for apologizing.
Dougie Doug says, I'd like to apologize to the person to whom I accidentally killed their German Shepherd by throwing all my old chicken bones into their trash bin.
That's not cool, man.
What? What?
It's messed up. That's what that is.
Somebody said, I apologize for being so lame.
That's cool.
So sad.
Well, you're getting real. It's cool.
You're not lame. You are an individual.
That's right.
I got more breaking news if you want to get into more real life.
Breaking news. Shut up.
Okay.
Thank you, Rachel. We're going to continue our breaking news coverage.
Breaking news?
Roger, roger.
All right. We have too much fun and talk about things that are happy and fun and not real. So we're going to talk about real things. A woman believed to have driven three burglars to an Oklahoma home where they were shot to death during a suspected home invasion has been arrested on murder and robbery warrants. Yeah.
What?
Homeowner's son who shot and killed the three has not been arrested while police investigate whether he acted in self-defense under Oklahoma's state stand your ground law. Wagoner County Deputy Nick Mahoney said Tuesday that Elizabeth Marie Rodriguez, 21 years old, was arrested on 3 first-degree murder and 3 first-degree burglary warrants, was jailed without bond after going to the police and saying she had information about the shooting at a home just east of Tulsa, Oklahoma. So check this out. She had driven these individuals to the house, dropped them off with the intent to burglarize this residence. So,
Three people busted in to this house to rob the joint. Two of them were between 16 and 17 years of age, and the third one was between 18 and 19 years of age. Okay. They were all three teenagers. Well, at home, at the time, was the 23-year-old son of the homeowner who used an AR-15 rifle to shoot and kill all three of them after they broke through the glass door in the rear of the home.
Wow.
They were wearing masks and gloves, dressed in black clothing. They had brass knuckles and a knife. According to the preliminary investigation, it looks like self-defense. It's all speculative at this point. But there's some speculation as to whether or not the stand your ground law applies in this case. The simple answer is they don't know at this time.
Well, I mean, just from what you read, I would imagine yes.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
The dad wasn't at home at the time of the shooting.
How old was the kid?
23.
At the home? Oh, 23.
23 years old, kicking it at home,
AR-15?
By himself. Three people bust into the home with masks, gloves, brass knuckles, and knives. And he mowed the three of them down with an AR-15 rifle.
It blows my mind that people are that dumb to break into homes. Because, especially with laws that you can shoot and kill them if they come into your home.
Yeah, there's a stand your ground law.
That blows my mind.
In fact, Oklahoma is one of 24 states where the law allowing citizens to shoot someone if they believe the person threatens their safety is.
And we have the same law, right?
I believe.
I think we do. I think if somebody breaks into your home, you're allowed to shoot them.
Man. So here's the thing. Oklahoma law also allows a person to be charged with murder, even if they take part in a crime in which people are killed, even if the person does not take part in the slaying. So that's why that woman was charged with three counts of murder, because those three kids are now dead. And it's like,
well, yeah,
you got them there.
That makes sense.
You were the person that drove them to the scene, so now you're charged with their death, even though it was
self-defense. Man. Pick the wrong house. That just sounds ridiculous, man.
I just wanted to bring some realness to the show.
No, I think it's important to remind everybody that We should know how to use a gun. We should.
Somebody just chimed in and said, well, it looks like they brought a knife to a gunfight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible. Man, they were kids. Kids. Three of them.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, and they obviously knew that there was somebody in the house, you know?
In other real news, Starmy, we'd like to ask for prayers for a Starmy member, Ray, in El Paso. He just chimed in and said, hey, please pray for my family. My dad passed away yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So prayers for Ray in El Paso. He chimes in regularly.
Definitely.
Yeah.
585 Live if you want to text into the show.
Let's use a new word every day.
A new word.
And now, today's word of the day.
Yes.
Your word is selfie side.
What?
Selfie side.
Selfie side? Like,
selfie side.
Like is it your good side when you're... Yeah.
Selfie side. It's a noun. It's when a person dies while trying to take a selfie from a dangerous position or area. Example, he committed selfie side when he tried to take a selfie while hanging off a cliff. And he ended up falling to his death.
Oh my gosh.
Selfie side. And this is sad to report, but in the news today, a 14-year-old teen was killed while snapping pictures with friends at an Oregon beach after a 30-foot log rolled on top of her. They believe that she broke her neck and she got stuck underneath the log. By the time they got her to the hospital, she had passed away. It's so sad. This happened. We hear about this all the time, guys.
Yeah.
You're taking a selfie and you're not paying attention. People die. Selfie side. They commit selfie side. That's an actual word in the Urban Dictionary now. Selfie side.
Yeah.
So sad.
Yeah. I couldn't imagine. I don't know. Did you see the model that was like hanging over? What was it? It was in Dubai, right?
Oh my gosh. Yes.
I'm getting tingles and jingles just talking about this.
Was she with her boyfriend? Was it that video?
And he's like holding her hand.
Yes.
And she's like, whoop. Like, what? No harness, nothing? Just yes. Like, okay, I can't talk about it anymore.
I know.
I'm not good with heights.
I was losing my mind watching that video.
My fingertips are going numb.
Yeah. People like that, are they... They have to experience that, right? I mean, they just... That,
like an adrenaline
junkie? I mean, they just have to.
I don't know. I think she was just wanting to... Yeah, wanting the exposure. I was like, yeah! I mean, she got it, and she lived, but it was like, imagine how tragic that could have been.
Yeah. Those videos. I kind of like watching those videos because it gives me that weird feeling.
Yeah, dude.
Ugh.
Okay, we got to move on. There's children listening. Keep talking tragic things. See? Real life? Texter in guy? Guys, I'd like to apologize to Texter in guy who said they just listened to hopefully hear real things because we start talking real things and guess who tunes out? Literally everyone else.
Oh.
This is a happy fun show.
No. You started
gosh!
It. Well, actually, the guy who texted in started it.
Here's something happy and fun for children. They just announced the title of Wreck-It Ralph 2. Am I right?
Yay!
Woo! Who loves Wreck-It Ralph? I know I do. It's one of my jams. Wreck-It Ralph 2. They've actually got a title for Wreck-It Ralph 2 and a release date. Are we stoked about that or what?
Nah, I don't care.
Kids, huh?
I did really like that
and
movie.
And everyone lives.
I really do.
No, dude, it's seriously one of my favorites. I absolutely love that movie. I weep. Like a stupid little baby.
Yeah, that definitely
babies aren't stupid. I apologize. Babies. I'd like to apologize to babies. You're not stupid when you weep. You can't help it. You're just a stupid baby. Dang it, I did it again!
Oh, boy.
Okay. I'm serious, man. Every time they, like, lift Ralph up at the end and just enough so he can peek over and he can see her racing, I just can't take it! It hurts my
throat! You know what? Cut his mic.
Okay, fine. Walt Disney Studios announced the full title of Wreck-It Ralph sequel and further casting news. The film will carry the title Ralph Breaks the Internet. Wow. Wreck-It Ralph 2. It's coming to theaters March 9th, 2018, so a little less than a year away.
Hmm.
Yeah. The writer, director, and producer will be returning, as will John C. Reilly, who, of course, played Ralph, Fix-It Felix, Jack McBrayer, Vanellope Von Sweet, Sarah Silverman, and Sergeant Calhoun, played by Jane Lynch. They will all be returning and reprising their roles. The film will also feature a host of new characters yet to be revealed. Yeah.
Thank you for that. I love that.
I'm just trying to make it cool for everyone, guys. Sorry, had to get back to some cool stuff, so.
Well, speaking of cool, I would like to discuss this babysitter who fell asleep on the job. I would like to know if you would handle this situation like this father did.
Okay.
Babysitter falls asleep on couch while watching toddlers. Dad walks in, takes kids to teach her a lesson. So this guy named Christopher hired this girl named Sarah to watch his kids, ages 3 and 4. Chris and his wife had known her for a while. Basic babysitter stuff.
Yeah.
Sarah is 35. So the babysitter's 35 years old.
Okay.
He stops back by the house to get some paperwork, finds her passed out, just snoozing.
Mm.
Chris takes a video of his hired help, who he entrusted his children with.
Hey, man, you can't call them the help. They made a movie about it, and literally no one says the help anymore.
Hey, she's hired help.
Oh, gosh.
He waits nearly 30 minutes, and she still doesn't wake up. So he's hanging out, taking video, waits 30 minutes, and she's just passed out.
That's crazy.
She'd been asleep for almost 2 hours, judging by the time the texts started pouring in. So he packs the kids up, and they leave the house. He then waits for her to wake up and find the kids gone. So just imagine the babysitter wakes up, and the kids are gone
this
from the house.
This is epic.
I talked to Chris, and he said that he didn't know what to do, but screaming at her in front of the kids wasn't an option for him. So he basically staged a kidnapping. The babysitter, again, who's 35 years old, passed out, eventually wakes up, starts blowing up his phone because the kids are gone.
She doesn't call the police. She calls Chris's wife. She's blowing up her phone. Again, doesn't call the police at all to report the kids are missing. So Chris actually went to the police department to inform them that, well, he has the children just in case she did call the police.
Yeah.
And told them the whole situation. And also wanted to file neglect charges.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Sarah doesn't call the cops until nearly an hour and a half after he had taken his children out of their home. That's when the cops tell her that the employer, Chris, has more information than they do. So, Chris drops the hammer. Tells her he took the kids because she was in a coma on his couch and, well, didn't get up. He remains cool-headed, gives her a taste of her possible repercussions. He said he wanted to make sure people know exactly who they are trusting with the lives of their kids before hiring them. So he kind of used this as a teaching.
It's a lesson.
Lesson.
Yeah.
For everybody out there.
That's why we don't hire babysitters, man. It's too scary. We just leave them alone.
Yeah.
Brody's four, you know?
Well.
He can work the stove. I'm just kidding.
Oh, my gosh. No. That's... No, he can't leave a 4-year-old.
Obviously,
alone.
Dude. No, not at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
What's the age that you leave the kids alone?
Legally?
Sure.
I don't know. Because we don't do that. Like thing where no.
Caleb's almost 16.
Oh, that's different.
Jaden's 13. I believe it's 12 is legally you can leave the kids alone.
Okay,
at 12.
You can't say that.
I'm pretty sure I have kids that are over 12.
Yeah, so. No, I know, but I'm saying you can't we're like on the education ban. You can't say like, no, I'm pretty sure, because what if somebody does
know,
that?
It's 12.
According to the City of Albuquerque ordinance states that children 10 years or less cannot be left home alone. Children 11 years or older can legally be left alone. However, regardless of age, you have to make sure your child is mature enough and can actually comprehend the rules
right
before leaving them alone. So, 11. Huh.
Yeah, it's a scary thing to leave
but
the kids
here's
home
the
alone
thing.
At that age.
Yeah, dude. You got to teach them basic safety rules.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make sure they know how to call 911 and have that capability.
Yeah.
In case of an emergency, post important numbers. Check in with the trusted neighbor unless you got creepy neighbors and tell them just to lock the doors.
Yeah.
Prearrange code word in case someone has to pick them up for you. That's a good idea.
Oh, yeah.
You never know. Dude, a friend of ours, did I mention this on the air?
No, you haven't.
I haven't. Okay. Earlier this week, really close friends of ours, their son was kicking it here in the ABQ, and a couple of young people in like their 20s tried to get him into their car with money.
That's crazy.
I was like dumbfounded. I was dumbfounded. It was like, what?
Here, little kid, I got some money.
Yeah.
Come over here.
He plays on Luke's baseball team. So I went straight up to him last night. I said, dude, what happened? And he, sweetest kid on the planet. He's like, I don't know. They're like in their 20s. And I think like maybe they just couldn't have kids. And they were just, I mean, I don't know. But like maybe they just wanted me. I was like, you're the sweetest kid
I
know.
Yeah, no kidding.
But they were trying to offer him money.
Oh, my
if he
gosh.
Would just like hang out with them.
Ugh.
Just get in the car. No, oh, it's totally cool. Got some money. Yeah, dude. He's 11.
Ugh. Makes my stomach hurt that it happens.
Yeah.
All around us.
It does. And so
there's evil just all around
us. You know. And so immediately it was like conversating with our kids. Like, hey, I just want you to know you will never, ever, ever, ever get in trouble for stabbing someone's eyes out who's trying to steal you.
Right?
Let me show you all of the sensitive areas to punch, kick, claw, scratch, and bite.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Fight for your life, bro.
Yeah, we always
never
told the
ever
kids.
Gonna get in trouble.
We always told the kids that if we were at, let's say, at David Buster's or wherever, you know, where they're playing and they kind of run off and do their thing. If somebody that you don't know ever comes up to you and says, hey, I just talked to your parents and they told me to come and get you because they're in the car. Don't ever listen to a person that says that. I don't care. You scream, stranger danger.
Yeah.
And you run. Because that, I mean, that happens all the time.
But where do you run? Like, if you're outside school, I would say run back into the school. Don't, like, run down the street.
That's the scary thing.
Right. It's like, run down the street where now you're even more alone. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Run back into the school. Run. Yeah.
Yeah. But if you're just walking home in the neighborhood, gosh, man.
I'd like to apologize for reading that text about that dude that was like, hey, let's talk about real things.
Ugh.
Because now I just hate everything.
We were talking to a friend here at work yesterday, and she was talking about a watch. Did she say her kid has it or a friend of hers? The watch
dude.
The GPS?
Yeah, it's got GPS and it's
phone
got
numbers
it's
based, on it.
It's like a phone, but you can only call pre-programmed numbers. It's like a Dick Tracy watch.
Yeah.
Calling Dick Tracy.
For kids.
Yeah.
So if you are not allowing your child to have a cell phone.
It's like built-in GPS. I think it was like up to 9 phone numbers or something you could program in. I was like, what is this magical device?
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Somebody said, my parents left me alone all the time. I wasn't allowed to answer the phone, answer the door. All I did was watch TV, no bigs. That was us. We would just play video games.
Yeah.
It was like, y'all, you're going in store? I really don't want to go. My NES is calling my name. Bye.
Yeah.
I was totally cool with it. Somebody else said, back in the day, I was a latchkey kid at 9 years old.
Man.
So, yeah, according to the state of New Mexico, or I should say the city of Albuquerque ordinance states 10 years or less cannot be left home alone.
Yeah, so parents, because I know there's a lot of you listening right now, that you are letting your kids that are under 10 years of age stay at home alone. If something happens, if they decide they're going to leave the house and a neighbor spots your kid walking down the street and they decide to report your child, guess what's going to happen? You're probably going to lose your kid. You're going to get a lot of trouble.
You're going to be in a lot of trouble.
If an accident happens at the house, you just don't take that. Don't do that to your kid. Don't do that to yourself.
Right.
Don't put yourself in that situation.
Now, by the way, that's an ordinance, not a law. Isn't that weird? I don't know.
Yeah, I think 12 is when we said it was okay.
But on the flip side, there was an instance here in Bernalillo County where a mom left her 12-year-old in the car while she went into the gym to work out. She was arrested for it.
Wow.
12-year-old in the car. And I don't want to go in. Okay. Rock your homework. I'm going to lock the car.
No kidding?
12 years old. Mom was arrested.
Was it during the summertime?
I'd have to go back and research the story.
Gosh.
Yep.
How many parents have done that before?
Right.
Oh.
Currently, there's no state, city, or county law that says how old a child has to be in order to be left home alone. But, yeah. It's the flip side of that is there's an ordinance that says you have to be 11 years or older. And parents can still be charged based upon the officer's discretion. So if an officer says, "Nah, man, this kid, I don't care if this kid's 13, this kid seems really immature and shouldn't be left alone," arrested.
That's crazy.
So FYI, people can be charged with child neglect.
Wow.
So they look at factors like kid's age, how long they were left home alone, the living conditions they're in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I totally understand that.
Yeah, good times, man.
But, man, leaving your 12-year-old kid in the car to do his homework while you go in the grocery store?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Good times, guys. Good times. I just love talking about real things. Love talking real things. Somebody said, because my mom was basically a single mom who had 2 jobs and little money, I was left alone at age 6.
Oh, my gosh.
But things were obviously different back then. She told me if things were different, she'd go back and do it differently. But
things were not different back then.
Our dear friend Julia just said, I'm sorry. Is Star Now Fox News? What is happening? The Fear Network.
We got to take a break. We'll do some more headlines. We got a letter coming up. Be right back.
Congratulations. You've earned a listening bonus. An awkward silence.
Huh.
Hmm.
Keep listening to earn your next listening bonus. Thank you.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
An annual report card grading social media sites fighting online hate gives good marks to Twitter and Facebook, but says YouTube and Google aren't doing enough.
President Trump signed an executive order rolling back a number of environmental programs.
The top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, wants Chairman Devin Nunes, a Republican, to recuse himself now from the investigation into Russian interference in the presidential campaign.
I'm sure that the Democrats do want me to quit because they know that I'm quite effective.
A bipartisan group of senators is introducing a bill that would make amateur athletic governing bodies like USA Gymnastics immediately report allegations of sex abuse to law enforcement.
Three masked burglars chose the wrong house to rob.
Police in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma called to a home. Three men were about to burglarize the house. The homeowner's 19-year-old son was there, had a loaded AR-15 rifle, and killed all three of them.
SpaceX and Tesla founder Elon Musk has launched a new company that aims to link computers with human brains.
Donkey Kong, one of 12 final for the video game Hall of Fame.
Finalists selected from nominations from around the world and winners chosen by a committee of video game scholars and journalists.
Good morning. Dex and Steve-O. It is 8:41.
High today of 63 degrees.
63 degrees.
That's right.
Taking a look at the old traffic map. There's an accident reported Spain at Eubank. It was reported about 15 minutes ago, so it's unfortunately still causing some havoc in that area. That is currently the only accident to report at this time, which is a good thing. That's your look at traffic.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com, or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Just a quick reminder, we have a podcast.
What?
You guys can download the podcast through our app. If you have the app, the Star 88 FM app on your smartphone.
Yeah.
You can get it now through the app. Or you can go to iTunes. You can go to star88.fm. You can get it there.
Did you see that mustache man that just came by the window?
No, do you have a great mustache? Who was he?
I don't know. He's a mustache man.
Go download that app.
Oh, yeah.
585 Live, if you want to be a part of the show, you can text into the show. How cool is that? 585-5483. Or you can call us, 338-3700. I think we, before we hit the headlines.
Giraffe! Watch! It's a giraffe!
April the giraffe, still prego, still hanging out. Looking at her, she's checking out Oliver right now. She's so in love with Oliver, it's ridiculous.
Man.
But yeah, she's just hanging out in the pen, eating some hay, and she's getting bigger by the day, that's for sure. Guess how many people are watching right now? This is the biggest I've ever seen it.
How many?
150,308 people are watching right now on this YouTube video. Isn't that crazy? Look at Oliver coming over to say hi. You're a good husband, Oliver. She's getting big, though, Steve-O.
Is she?
Mm-hmm. She is.
I checked out. I'm sorry. What are you talking about?
Brought to you by FarmAnimalsOnly.com. The number one dating site for livestock.
Okay. It's going to happen someday. Mm-hmm. Hopefully. I don't know. Is it? Is it going to happen?
I mean, I don't know. I don't believe it is. I think it's a lie. I think you're due. And I can't wait for Saturday.
April Fools?
Yeah.
We'll see. April, that's her name. I mean, that's kind of my theory.
April Fool's Day. This isn't an April Fool's prank. Social media has ruined the Olympics. Woo! Olympics.
Yeah.
This is real life. Finally, NBC will air the 2018 Winter Olympics live across all U.S. time zones. Thank you so much, social media. This is real. That means social media won't be ahead of the action in any time zone. As a result, none of the viewers will have to wait for anything, according to NBC Sports. Quote, this is exciting news for the audience, the advertisers, and our affiliates alike. It's a smart play. In fact, honestly, let's be real. It's kind of the only play they had.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, dude. It was awful when, you know, in our time zone, you already knew the outcome because of apps or because, you know,
yeah,
somebody would say something on social media and it's like, oh, they're not airing that until 7 o'clock tonight.
It does change things for sure.
I guess it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But on the flip side, all you fans of the Olympics, does that mean you're going to be up at like 3 a.m. in the morning?
That's a good call.
Just so happens that it's like, dude, so-and-so going for the gold.
They replay it so many times too. So,
I mean, not if everything's going live now. How are they going to have time to replay
it? But
it used to be they would replay
it. But you brought up a good point. You know, where's it going to be at?
I mean,
I thought it said in there.
Pyeongchang-dong.
Yeah, that's
Pyeongchang.
We're all sleeping when they're out during the day. I don't get it.
I mean,
for them over there, I can understand, but
we'll find out February 9th. I will say this though, back when the World Cup was going on, was it in Japan? I think it was the year it was in Japan. I used to love setting my alarm, and I'm not even being funny. I'd wake up at like 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
Wow.
This was pre-radio days. Set my alarm, and I'd get up at like 3 o'clock in the morning because it was like, guys, U.S. versus Ghana. You know what I mean? Like, seriously. And I would just be up.
Oof. That's when you were young and
yeah,
you could do that.
I still care about the World Cup, but not. I don't think I could do that anymore.
Yeah,
and be like, okay, I'll catch the replay later.
Yeah, the Olympics. It's always the replay for us.
Well, so on the flip side, then, is this smart? Because are they going to lose people? Because it's like, well, we're going to be airing this, guys. Don't forget, 2:47 a.m. is the final heat in this event.
I don't know.
That's 2:47 a.m. Mountain Time. I don't know.
Yeah.
Obviously, Olympic watchers will find plenty to complain about in next winter. Yeah.
Pyeongchang?
Pyeongchang.
Man, they winter begin February Olympics. 9th.
Remember when they announced it? Because they had the prime minister come out of a Mario warp pipe.
That's pew, right. Pew, pew, pew.
Beep, 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 Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought that was pretty dope. Or was that for the next Summer Games announcement? I don't remember.
I don't know.
Speaking of being offensive, a billboard for a jewelry store in North Carolina has been going viral because people think it promotes domestic violence. Here it is. It's a bunch of pictures of gemstones and says, sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at girls.
There's the billboard.
Gosh.
Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at girls. Oh, wow.
Ladies, is this acceptable?
Steve-O, I'm telling you, our next billboard has to be something like this.
What?
We have
to. So it goes viral?
Yes. If you want people to listen and pay attention and see the billboard, you have to do something crazy.
Like what?
I don't know. That's the million-dollar question. What do you do?
Probably not just headshots of us.
Good call. Yeah, good call.
Nowadays, it's really trendy to have like those pop out billboards.
Ooh, yeah.
Right? Where it's like 3D. Maybe we are the billboard.
We're popping out of the billboard?
No, like literally, we are doing the show from the billboard.
Oh, wow. I've always wanted to do that.
And be like an enclosure. Be like the zoo, but for us. And if they had multiple billboards like last time, one of us could be at the one on like I-25 and one of us will be at I-40. And we'll be simulcasting together, but separate.
Yes.
But equal.
How cool would that be? We make a studio on top of the billboard.
Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at girls.
Yeah, that should get some attention. Are people freaking out about it?
On the live line?
Well, I mean, just in general.
Yeah, nobody on the live line. Literally no one on the live line cares.
Well, I mean, does it promote domestic violence?
Let's take a look at what some people are saying. How pathetic are we in as a nation today that we lack a sense of humor and the ability to raise our kids to grasp anything that is not spoon-fed? Any kid that doesn't get the message should have two parents that can and do explain the play on words. Just pathetic.
Yeah, that's... I get it. And that's how I feel.
Somebody else said, you said exactly what I was thinking while reading this article. Ridiculous. It's sad indeed when a few that get offended by stuff like this are able to affect change when the majority doesn't share these opinions. Crybaby nation indeed.
Yeah.
Somebody said, if you people would quit apologizing and start laughing at these snowflakes, they might or might not get the message and start looking for a life of their own to fix.
Wow.
I mean,
I like all of those comments you just
read.
I do
too. Somebody, start me, remember, I'm a lady and that's hilarious. But I'm also not a strung out feminist who has nothing better to do than complain and march about stupid things.
Yeah. If you're throwing, diamonds at girls, I feel like that's okay. And they would love that.
Somebody said, sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at girls. I'm a girl. That's hilarious. I can't. I'm crying. Stop talking. You're killing me. Somebody else said, bunch of snowflakes. I enjoyed the humor. People need to get over themselves.
Hmm. All right. So they probably didn't. Did they make them take it down or not? Probably not, right?
Let's check the story. The owners of the store and her husband apologized for any offense that was caused by the billboard. Ugh, I'm truly sorry that it offended anybody. It was not our intention.
Well, that's what you do. You
apologize.
It was
intended to be nostalgic thought of a childhood teaching that it's not okay to throw rocks at girls. It's not okay to throw rocks at anyone. It saddens me that it was taken that way because it certainly wasn't intended. The owner said they will donate 10% of sales through Sunday to Helpmate, a local domestic violence shelter.
Well, that's cool. That, you know what? I like that. That's good. They didn't have to do that.
They didn't. They're being the better human.
Yeah, I love how they
handled
that situation. If somebody is upset with you, apologize.
But why?
Because.
Why when they're being dumb? Somebody said, are they saying it's offensive because we're calling them girls and not women? No, they're saying it's offensive because...
It's very confusing. I know.
It says you can throw rocks at girls, but you can't. But they're talking about diamonds.
Yeah.
Which are
not,
clearly
not rocks.
Illustrated in said billboard.
Yeah.
You're asking the wrong person because I'm like, that is dumb. We need a pseudo hilarious, pseudo offensive billboard, apparently. It's going to go viral, man.
Maybe. I'm trying to think biblically what we could do.
Biblically?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, I want to shock people.
Let me go back to the... I'm going to go to the end of my Bible and just start looking at billboard and see where in Scripture it's found. Oh, wait. Somebody said, is it okay to throw rocks at dumbs?
No, it is not ever okay to do that.
How about this?
Next.
One? Jewelry store. Let he who is without sin cast the first stone. And there's a bunch of diamonds.
Gosh.
And Jesus is holding them.
Oh, we should move on.
No?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I feel like that's good, man.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, how about this?
No.
No, I can't say that one. Yeah. Never
mind. I have all these ideas, but I'm like, everything inside me says, don't you dare say
okay, it. Yeah. I had a really good one. I'm going to save that for later, which translates to never, because I do enjoy my job.
Mm.
Kirk Douglas's wife saved his life once. Here's really, really something crazy. Kirk Douglas, who's 100 years old.
He looks 100, too.
He does, man. Kirk Douglas is getting up there. Kirk Douglas is 100 years old. Well, you can't live to be 100 years old without some crazy close calls and yeah. He had a really weird story about him and his wife, Anne. They wrote a book called Letters of Love, Laughter, and a Lifetime in Hollywood. And in it, he reveals that he would have died in a plane crash when he was 41 years old if not for his wife. Elizabeth Taylor's third husband, Mike Todd, invited him on a trip in his private plane in 1958. Kirk Douglas asked his wife if he could go, but she didn't have a good feeling about it and insisted he stay back.
Wow.
Yeah. They argued about it, but Kirk gave in finally and passed on the trip. Well, the next morning, Mike's plane crashed in New Mexico, leaving no survivors.
Oh, my gosh.
Kirk Douglas said he started crying and told Anne that she saved his life and he'd never doubt her intuition ever again.
They've been together for 62 years.
Has your wife ever had that feeling and didn't want you to go? Because Leslie has. She has that weird sixth sense.
I have to think about it because I'm
that
like,
intuition. She's done that a few times, and I know I have listened maybe once or twice, but then haven't listened to her either. So, that's nuts, man.
Yeah,
I feel like you should. If your husband or wife says, "I don't think I feel good about you going," you should probably listen, right?
I mean, where are you going?
Well, what if you're going on a plane? And they have the same feeling.
Sometimes in airports, it's always fun to just walk up to strangers and say, "Don't get on the plane." I'm just okay. Kidding. I took that from someone. I love that bit. Oh! What would you do if a stranger walked up to you in an airport and seriously, like, touched your shoulder and said, "Don't get on the plane"?
I wouldn't get on the plane.
You wouldn't?
No.
I don't know, man. It's 2017. I'd be like, "Ha ha! No, I saw that comedian too. I'm out."
Yeah, I would have to report you.
But to be fair, I don't like planes in general, man. I just don't.
Yeah, but you're pretty safe.
In a plane?
Yes. Because the chances of you dying in a plane crash are like,
yeah, it's like astronomical. You'll die in a car crash before you'll die in a plane crash or something like that.
Well, your dad passed away in a plane, so I'm saying there's no way that you're going to die in a plane crash.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This last week, we were interviewing Ernie Hudson. Ernie Hudson, who is Winston Zeddemore on Ghostbusters, also starred as Sergeant Albrecht in the movie The Crow. The Crow is a film with Brandon Lee. Brandon Lee was fatally shot filming that movie when a freak accident happened on set.
Did his dad die that way?
Yes! Bruce Lee died on set of a film. Anything else you'd like to say? You're dumb! Gosh! It's absolutely possible for human beings to die in similar fashion, even if that's how their parents went out.
It doesn't happen very often.
It doesn't.
I feel like you're pretty safe.
Speaking of safe, we got some really not safe billboard ideas from Starmie members for our billboard.
Yeah, I think we don't need to go there anymore.
I don't know, man. I've got a really good one from a Starmie member. It's biblical. Turn the other cheek. I can't describe the photo of the two of us. However, it's pretty good, man. Okay. It's pretty good.
All right. Thank you. All right, when we come back, we'll jump into a letter. 585 Live if you want to text into the show. Her boss is racist, sexist, etc. What can she do? Subject title of letter. We've been holding on to this one. We haven't done a letter in a while. So we'll do that when we come back. Mosaic MSC.
Star 88, hello. Hello.
Hello.
904.
High today of 63 degrees.
Talk to me, man.
Well, taking a look at the roads right now. Unfortunately, there's an accident reported at I-40 East at 12th Street, right there at exit 157. It's off to the right, but it was only reported about 4 minutes ago, so definitely very early in its accident life. Also, an accident reported Spain at Eubank. Still kind of jamming things up there, as well as road construction. Osuna Road between Jefferson and Diversion Channel. The left lane is closed. Let you look at traffic.
Traffic!
Thanks, man.
Hey, you know?
585 Live, you can text into the show or call us at 338-3700.
Okay.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter.
Wonder who it's from. Love letters.
My name is Crystal, not my real name.
Oh, wow. Dang.
And I have a serious problem.
Okay.
I have a serious problem with my current boss.
Why didn't they just say, "Can you keep me anonymous"?
I don't know. I like
Listen,
it when they come
fake
up with a name.
Crystal. I'm going to call you Crystal Light.
I like it.
Good old CL over there.
I just recently started this job.
Mm-hmm.
I was a stay-at-home mom for several years, but my husband and I really needed a second income, and this job opportunity came along, and I couldn't pass it up.
Mm.
My problem is I can't stand my boss, and I don't just mean he's annoying. He is a racist and sexist.
Oh, wow.
I'm the first woman he's ever hired, and it shows. He is constantly saying very offensive things about people of different races and sexual preferences. He demeans his clients of different backgrounds behind their backs. The way he talks about his gay and lesbian clients is unbelievable. He also constantly talks down to me and makes me feel incompetent. It is super frustrating working with him. Everything that comes out of his mouth is offensive. I've tried telling him, but he disagrees. He's old and stubborn. I don't know what to do. I need this job, but I come into work now and I cringe at the sound of his voice because he's so arrogant. And I know it's just a matter of time before he puts someone of a different race / religion, etc. down. He's not the type of person you can just talk to and expect him to change either.
Right.
Maybe if I had thicker skin, I could handle it. Or maybe if I was just as arrogant, but I'm not. And it's really starting to affect me. I come home cranky, ready to cry. It's not fair to my family, but I can't just quit because we really need the money.
Mm.
I can't find a new job because I lack the knowledge / experience to land another job.
Oh, Crystal Light, don't put yourself down.
In this pay range and with this schedule. I wish I could just avoid him, but, he is unavoidable. I wish I could just ignore what he says, but I've tried and I can't.
He's unignorable.
I just don't know what to do. He's breaking my spirit.
Oh.
Does anyone have any advice at all? Help. Man, it breaks my heart.
Gosh. Well.
That's tough.
I feel like I've got a lot of insight into this. My co-host is also very racist.
What?
Huh? I'm just kidding. I'm like, I don't even know what I would say.
Oh my gosh.
You're like the sweetest dude I know.
Do you hear how racist you both sound?
Maybe the Starmie can help us out, man, because I've got nothing.
If you would like to permanently block your number from receiving, okay. Thank you for using Securus.
Oh.
You may start the conversation now.
Hello. Yo.
What are you doing?
Timothy.
How are you?
Good. Good, man. How are you?
Hey, how are you guys? I'm great.
We speaking of getting letters, we got your letter.
Yeah, we did.
I know. I heard yesterday you guys gave me a shout-out on the radio. That was awesome. Thank you.
No, thank you for taking the time to do that.
No, you know, you guys are awesome. And then that lady with her letter this morning.
Yeah.
Racism's everywhere. You can't get away from it, no matter what. It's even in here.
I was going to say, what do you do if you have, like, guards that are demeaning and racist? Can you just leave?
No, actually, I'm slammed down 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Oh, man, weird.
What? Yeah, so I do whatever I got to do. Like, I'm in the best Bible college you could be in, honestly.
Yeah,
that's legit.
Yeah, you can't get out no matter what. I mean,
yeah.
You're locked in.
Yeah, I got me, I got my Bible, I got God.
Yeah,
that's legit,
awesome,
man.
That's so. What would you say to this girl, who is yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no matter what she's going through, she's gonna deal with ignorant, arrogant people.
Yeah,
if he's older and set in his ways, it's hard enough for people to change when they're young.
Mm. Yeah.
Therefore, since he is the boss and she needs the income that bad. There's always a process you could file with human resources, even if he's the owner of the company or whatnot.
Wow.
But at the same time, there's consequences for everything, so her skin's not being as thick as leather as she's saying, and she should never put herself down, first off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Second off, when it comes down to all that, she has to just, like, pray about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pray about it. You know what, like, I should be negative in some of the situations I've been in my life, but I'm not.
Right. Timothy, I feel like you should call in for every letter, because she's like, I just really have a hard time with my boss at work. And you're like, well, let me tell you about my situation. Last week, a guard hit me over the head with a... I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm locked.
I'm in the clink.
Yeah, you deal with racism
every day. Try to get me to join this
gang,
and I wouldn't do it. And all I know about gangs, actually, and stuff is Sons of Anarchy. So you'd have to tell me what it's like in the clink. I don't know. So...
Yeah. you know, I sit back, I do my time. I made some burritos the other day. I was thinking about you and Dex. I was like, hey, you ever talking about the Cheeto Doritos on the, on the burritos? On,
prison tamales, man. You got to write a cookbook when you get out.
Yeah, like, you guys are awesome and everything. Did you actually get to read it last night? Like, you said you're having your son read it to you, Steve-O.
Yeah. Dude, right? Because it's cursive. So I was like, man.
Yeah, you have beautiful cursive handwriting. But man, I haven't read cursive in years. It's like almost reading another language.
Yeah. It was crazy. Right?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
No, man. We love you, buddy. Yeah. Thank you so love much you for checking in.
Yeah. Yeah, and for that girl, just tell her to keep her head up and always don't let negativity bring people down.
That's right, man.
You, man.
There you go.
All right, hang in there, buddy.
All right, you guys have a good one.
See you, Timothy.
That's our friend Timothy. He's in jail right now.
I almost feel like it's not fair. We're like, for any letter, I'm having these troubles with jail.
Yeah,
he's in jail, man. Get over yourself. I'm just kidding, Crystal Light. I'm just kidding, girl. You ain't got to get over it. Somebody said so many HR issues with that letter. Who is the HR manager in her office? You got to go directly to them. What he is doing is breaking so many laws.
Yeah, even if he is the owner. That doesn't matter, right? I mean, you go to HR and there's laws in place, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would assume so. Somebody said, pray, and leave. If he's that bad, and it's that bad, count on God to take care of your income. Yeah, it's terrifying, but God knows what you need. Man, that's tough. If she's really concerned, start recording him anonymously. Send it to HR.
Is that allowed? Can you do that?
That's legal.
Is that legal to do?
This is from a Star Me member, not me. Somebody said, well, at the same time, really look for another job. I'm sure there are other jobs she qualifies for. I understand that you will run into mean people from time to time, but a place of business is not a place to deal with that. There are ways to deal with this. It's up to her as to whether she wants to do something about it or just vent to a radio station. Mm.
Yeah, I this is what I will say, and I know you probably dealt with it over the years. You probably have had that boss that's just awful to deal with. Maybe when you're younger, you've never really had that.
Mm-mm.
I've had.
I never understood those movies or like TV shows where I was always like, "Yeah, man, my boss is a jerk."
Really?
Yeah, I always had like really cool bosses.
I've only had one bad boss, and it was a female, and it was I can relate.
I'm just kidding.
I can relate because woman was. I would get anxiety when I was coming to work. My stomach would hurt.
Ugh.
And it was just not knowing what to expect because she would go off on you for no reason.
Oh, gosh.
And so my heart goes out to this girl because that's the last thing you want to do is go into a work environment like that.
So many people chiming in on the legality of what he's doing. I'm not one to be Sue crazy like many in the world today, but she's absolutely has a legal case, needs to be documenting everything. He's creating a hostile work environment and maybe sexually harassing. Unsure due to the details, but somebody said rock throwing works for me every time.
Okay. Well,
somebody said, Crystal, try the punch to the face, elbow to the face.
No.
Okay. No, I can't say the other thing.
That's not good advice.
Can't say the other thing.
338-3700. Thanks for holding.
Hey, so I have a sense for Crystal Light. I actually went to not the same prom, but I had a boss where I worked at in a factory. And she had just lost one of her favorite workers, and, you know, I took her position because I didn't like working the night shifts. But I got into it with her a couple times, and, you know, there was another position open, and I wasn't qualified for it because it involved a lot more heavy machinery work and forklift operating. But, you know, I prayed about it, and God's going to put you where he wants you to be, no matter what it is. And I took a dollar pay cut, but I'd rather take a dollar pay cut than sit there and hash it out with a lady, you know?
Yeah.
So instead of disrespecting your boss or something, you know, just pray about it, because God's going to put you where he wants you to be.
Yeah, that's true. Thanks, man. Appreciate you.
No problem.
Yeah, going back to that boss that I had, I remember feeling just defeated, feeling like I want to quit my job, even though I loved my job.
Yeah.
Something inside me kept telling me, just keep pushing through and just respect her, listen, even though you don't agree with what she tells you to do or, you know, that she's yelling at, whatever it is, just try to respect her. And that's what I did. And eventually she got fired.
Yeah.
And I've never experienced that ever again with a boss. I mean, here working.
I think in 2017, especially. Like,
yeah.
Come on.
Working here, man, we are so blessed. We work with some incredible people.
It's ministry. So it's like.
I mean, it is so. I mean, even the last job over at
iHeart.
There's
still problems.
Over at iHeart, I had some amazing bosses over there throughout the years that I still call friends. And so when I hear of people in this situation, ugh.
By the way, multiple people have chimed in saying New Mexico is a one-party state. You can record both audio and video and not tell the other person.
Really?
Yep. It's legal.
Sweet.
Somebody said, I've had to do this with an abusive supervisor, unfortunately. So, yeah, you can record it anonymously. Somebody said, record it. You don't take it to HR. You send it to his clients. Watch him slowly lose business and allow them to sue him.
No.
Also be looking for another job.
Stop it.
That's the real
advice.
Don't do that. Look for another job.
Don't do that. I mean, if you're allowed to record, I would do that. Honestly, because and document everything like that somebody said on the live line.
Man, here's something terrible. Somebody chimed in and said, my situation is very similar. My boss is a white male who runs a good old boy type of atmosphere. Also racist and sexist. What's worse, calls himself a Christian. Very arrogant, a know-it-all, but honestly, really ignorant.
Ugh.
I mostly just feel sorry for him. When he talks, I roll my eyes. I try to stay away from him as much as possible. If you can't separate your job from your home life, then maybe you need to think about finding another job somewhere else. There are always positions available, whether you think you're qualified for something else or not. Just remember, every job will have its issues, and it's people that get on your last nerve. So
maybe that's the boss.
Somebody on the flip side, though, said, I have a boss that's spoken about 5 words to me in 6 months, so I don't know what's worse, a boss who excludes you from everything or a mean boss. Both are extremely stressful and degrading.
Yeah.
Now, I have had that one. No, I agree. I've had
really?
That one.
I would,
yep.
I would take that boss any day. A boss that you never get to see?
But it's hard. Like, I remember it was at a retail place, and it was, you know, like, I don't want to say like the regional manager, but it was kind of like one of those situations where it wasn't until like months later and then all of a sudden you're in trouble for not doing A, B, or C, but you had no clue because they didn't communicate any of this to
yeah.
you. It's like, oh, well, you should have known. That's difficult. That's really difficult
yeah,
because you do need that in current, as a worker, you know, you want to be passionate about what you're doing, and it's hard to be passionate when you feel like you're on an island alone, not really knowing where you're going.
Right.
I mean, scripture tells us where there's no vision, the people will perish. If you don't have direction from your supervisor and you're just kind of like wandering around aimlessly, that's terrible too.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a boss, for a while. This was years ago. We had a boss who eventually got fired, and he was one of those guys who was so encouraging. You would walk into his office and he immediately would just say something awesome about you.
That's cool.
And it really made you do better at what your job was. I mean, you just got inspired and encouraged. And when he left, we didn't have that. Like, no boss
right.
stepped up into that place where he was at, where he would encourage you. And I just remember, like, 6 months went by, and I just felt, oh.
I used to have a supervisor that was the opposite.
Really?
Yeah, but so every time I knew, every time I got a word of encouragement, I knew something was about to hit. Because he had this sandwich rule. It was like, it was a management rule that he implemented, but I always knew because he was like, you know, trying to tell me like, here's how you manage people. Here's how you, cause I was a supervisor and he was above me. And it was like the sandwich technique. You got a little bread, right? A little nice. Then you hit him with the meat and then a little bread afterwards. And so he'd always come and be like, oh man, hey, Steve-O, can I talk to you for a minute? Dude, I just gotta say, oh, in this area, you're doing such an excellent job
yeah.
communicating, blah, 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 blah. By the way, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
but
I know what you're talking about.
Hey, love that shirt, man. Have a great day. It was like, okay. Cool, man.
Did you like that approach or
no?
No.
I'm like, just hit me with it, dog. Like, I don't need the fluffy. Because now I don't believe the fluffy because I know your stupid sandwich rule. So I know you're just lying to me.
That doesn't mean, no, that
Beef
doesn't mean
guy,
he's lying.
Man.
Did you just call him out?
No.
Oh, man, I think you did.
No, I did not. The Beef, man.
Beef Guyman.
Yeah. It's odd how it rhymes with Steve Ryman.
Oh,
I don't know
what?
So, whatever. It's cool.
I've told him that before. Like, that's the rule, man. It's the sandwich rule.
The sandwich
rule. You hit him with the little bread, man. Yeah. Butter him up a little bit with that butter bread.
And boom!
And then boom with the meat! And you crush their soul! But you always end with a nice little piece of bread on the bottom so that they feel like they have worth.
Yeah, I feel like I would rather have that than just a nasty boss. I would.
Yeah, but nasty, like, at you, degrading to you, or just, like, a jerk? I can't even say the word I was going to say. Yeah, like, just a bad dude. Because it sounds like he's not necessarily degrading her. It's just literally he South Parks everything. Like, he just is offensive to the world.
Yeah, if you're joining us right now, we got a letter.
But with no real life application. Thanks, South Park.
this girl named Crystal, she can't stand her boss. He's annoying. He's racist, sexist. I'm the first woman he's ever hired, and it shows. He constantly is saying very offensive things about people of different races and sexual preferences. He demeans his clients of different backgrounds behind their backs. Before he takes on black clients, he tells me to make sure they have the money to pay him.
Oh, my gosh.
He would never say that about his white clients. And the way he talks about his gay and lesbian clients is unbelievable.
Dude, seriously, I agree with everybody who's chiming in saying, HR, this is illegal.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
This girl, she is like just trying to just push through. But it's tearing her soul apart, is what she said. Mm-hmm. And so she wants to know, what can I do? I go home, I'm cranky, I'm ready to cry, it's not fair to my family. But of course, they need the money. They need that second income.
Yeah.
And she says she can't just quit her job because it's probably going to be hard to find another job that in that pay range and the schedule that she has.
Somebody said, I sit 5 feet from my boss and I do not talk to her except for monthly reviews. It gives me so much anxiety because I do not know where I stand with her. Yeah, I've had those too. Somebody else said, I have a boss who never talks to me. I love it. I like being left alone to do my job.
Yeah. See, I'm that person.
Somebody else said, in the words of Teo, Christian Netherkick. Man.
585 Live.
No help from the Starmie right now. They're like, sounds like a cool boss. I'd love to work for him. Have some beers afterwards. What? No, get out of my life, Starmie member.
Come on.
Come on.
That is not cool at all. That's awful.
That was the boss. Little do they know, they're that boss.
Yeah.
Do you have a crystal light that works for you? Honestly, I think, man, so many people chimed in, and a lot of them had to do with HR. Because if you can't approach this person, if you know you can't approach this person, like, something has to be done.
Yeah.
If they're degrading to women and to other races and sexual orientation, like, that's illegal.
Yeah. You can't do that. 338-3700, if you'd like to call in. Good morning. Oh, hi.
Yeah. Okay. Hello?
Hello?
I should have made up a voice. Would have been good. Oh, man. Yeah. Thanks, Starmie, for chiming in on that one.
Crystal, you just got to get a hold of HR. I'm not against recording and make sure you are writing everything down.
Yeah. Document. That's what a lot of people say. Document
huge.
The situations.
Got to document it, man.
Yeah.
And record. It's okay to record without the permission.
That just seems so like... Eminem status. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but at the same time...
Who's the real Slim Shady?
Yeah, but if you have a boss that's like this, you want to have the proof.
Because like, the when proof you, is in the pudding.
Is in the pudding. When you go to HR, you want to be able to show them exactly what's going on.
That's right. Oh,
the
man.
Proof is in the pudding.
Oh, man. Somebody had a presidential joke. Nope.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Thanks. Hopefully we helped you out, Crystal.
Hopefully, yeah. Starmie's actually really helped, I think.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What? Did you just mock? That was like a weird, like...
Did why? I?
I apologize for him.
I didn't mean...
It sounded like he was mocking your voice. He was like, you said... Good morning. And then he said, good morning. And I was like, whoa, dude.
Sorry, I had a flashback. Just hold this. Sorry.
Starting off on the wrong foot with good this morning. One. I would like to start off on the right foot. So. Okay. I'm the good boss.
Hello.
He's the bad boss.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Gosh. Dex, stop it!
Okay. So, I am Cynthia. I'm Pull Boy's wife.
Oh, hey!
Hey!
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
I was actually calling because it's funny because I actually, when I first got into the medical field, the first doctor I worked for, he was so horrible to me, and he was just like, in school, you're like a monkey, you don't have to do anything.
Wow.
But it's funny, it's ironic, because he taught me everything I know now in the medical field.
Wow.
And then I left him for more money to work for another doctor, and I hated that doctor, and it didn't work out. I just stayed with the first doctor.
That is hilarious.
It is, right? Because, you know, but he taught me everything I knew. He was like a dad, kind of, in a way. Wow.
But,
weird.
But like a mean, sexist, racist dad?
No, he was not mean, sexist, or racist. Okay. Well, I mean, he was a Christian doctor also. It was a Christian practice. Okay. And
was he just stern with you?
Yes, but it's funny because I talked back one time because I was just like, no. And then he looked at me, he was like, Cynthia, don't talk to me like that. And I was just like, okay, sorry.
Sorry.
Like a dad, right? I was just like, okay. But, I mean, literally, he taught me everything. He taught me so much, but he was very mean. I mean, not mean, but, like, mean in a weird, like, you know, you don't call people, oh, you're a monkey, you didn't learn anything in school, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's not okay.
And I was just like, I'm $17,000 in debt. I hope I learned something.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, do you find that, is that common with doctors? Are they usually kind of...
No. Yes, doctors. I think doctors are very stressed out.
Yeah, that would be a stressful
job.
That's
why they're mean. That's why they can be mean. And it bothers me too. As you know, an unemployed medical assistant is that I see the way doctors. There's some doctors who really care about their patients, but there's some doctors who they're just like, get in, get out, and leave.
Yeah.
Rude. And I'm just like, how do you do that to somebody? But I was just chiming in on that because I had a boss who was just like, you know.
Yeah. No, that's good. So you're saying that you wish you would have stayed with the mean doctor because when you quit your job, you went to another doctor, and that doctor...
Yeah, but his wife hired me after the fact, so that was good.
Okay. Well.
Because he was my daughter's doctor, so she ended up hiring me and whatever. So.
There you go. Okay. Cynthia, it's very true that husbands and wives begin to become the same person because you and Pool Boy have like the same mannerisms, and it's incredible.
What? No.
Dude, what? Yeah, you just said that just like he would.
Like,
there you go. Yeah, you live with him, so I mean he's going to rub off.
There you go.
I mean, that's just
hopefully they're married.
Well, I love my husband, and he loves your show, and I watch and listen all the time. So.
Word. Okay. All right, thank you, Cynthia. There you go. Have a great day.
Okay, bye.
All right.
That's funny. I was thinking the exact same thing.
They had, like, similar mannerisms.
I know, right?
I was like, dang, dude. It's true.
That's funny.
In some relationships, I don't think you and Leslie talk at all alike.
Yeah.
And Chrissy's very, like, we're very different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Wonder why. I wonder why that is.
I really don't want to get in more trouble, so I'm shutting up.
You're a smart man.
Yeah.
Thank you, Crystal.
Crystal Light.
Hang in there, Crystal Light. You'll be fine. Don't quit your job. But go to HR. I guarantee you HR is going to have a few things to say to your boss.
Yep.
Keep us updated on how that works out for you. You can always email us, studio@star88.fm. We'll be right back.
An annual report card grading social media sites fighting online hate gives good marks to Twitter and Facebook, but says YouTube and Google aren't doing enough.
President Trump signed an executive order rolling back a number of environmental programs.
The top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, wants Chairman Devin Nunes, a Republican, to recuse himself now from the investigation into Russian interference in the presidential campaign.
I'm sure that the Democrats do want me to quit because they know that I'm quite effective.
A bipartisan group of senators is in introducing a bill that would make amateur athletic governing bodies like USA Gymnastics immediately report allegations of sex abuse to law enforcement.
Three masked burglars chose the wrong house to rob.
Police in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma called to a home. Three men were about to burglarize the house. The homeowner's 19-year-old son was there, had a loaded AR-15 rifle, and killed all three of them.
SpaceX and Tesla founder Elon Musk has launched a new company that aims to link computers with human brains.
Donkey Kong, one of 12 finalists for the video game Hall of Fame.
Finalists selected from nominations from around the world and winners chosen by a committee of video game scholars and journalists.
936.
High today of 63 degrees.
Gonna rain all day?
Allegedly.
Good.
I-40 East at 12th Street. That's exit 157. There's an accident at the off-ramp. It's reopened. The accident is off to the right, but it's still slowing things down. No other accidents to report at this time. In fact, they got the traffic lights working up on the west side, so we good to go. That's a look at traffic.
Thanks, man.
Traffic!
That's how I do.
New study found the average person with a gym membership lives 4 miles from their gym. How many miles do you live away from your gym?
Two. Many miles.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I live so far away from my gym.
They say in just one or two extra miles can have an effect. People who went to the gym at least 5 times a month lived an average of 3.7 miles away. People who had a membership but almost never went lived an average of 5 miles away. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
The one exception in the study was with really nice gyms. People were willing to drive almost twice as far to get nicer gyms. I was kind of shocked to hear that a lot of people at our gym drive from the west side.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
That's
when you find a gym you like, it's like, oh, I'm not going to.
Yeah.
I ain't going to go anywhere else. I don't care how close it is. This is my gym.
It's true. Coming up Friday, 7 o'clock hour. Get your fitness questions in.
Oh, yeah.
We are joined by...
I'm going to be in a lot of trouble.
Are you? Why? No, according... Hey, you're like the golden child.
Whatever. The golden child hasn't been to the gym since the open, right? What's today?
What? So since Saturday? That's no big deal.
I'm not going today.
Why?
Tattoo appointment with my boy Erickson.
Oh, my gosh. You can't go after that?
Really,
yeah,
dude?
Yeah, bro.
Really?
You're not dedicated.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not going today. Well, getting my tattoo did.
Just an excuse.
You're an excuse.
No, I'm not.
For a morning guy. I don't know where I was going with that.
Yeah, I haven't been since Monday, so.
Yeah, I can't. And so because of that, I'm like, I don't think I'm going to go the rest of the week, honestly.
What?
Well, it's on, like right there on my bicep.
Gosh.
So I'm not going to do a heavy lifting the rest of this week.
You're going to lose
like,
your golden
you know what
star.
I want to have? An open wound right near all the bars where I'm going to be doing
okay,
stuff.
Okay, it's not going to affect
love
it.
Love MRSA. Huge fan of
Give
staph infection.
That's not going to affect your tattoo. Give me a break. Give me a break,
Sorry,
man.
I choose safety first.
Uh-huh. Just looking for those excuses not to go. I see how it is, man.
I mean, you know, that's how I do.
It's okay, though. I get it. I get it, man. You live far away from the gym.
I do.
It's hard.
I do.
You fall into this this stat right here, man.
Don't try and categorize me because you read one stupid article about a survey and now you think that I like fit into it.
You do.
We're human beings. We're deeper than surveys.
Okay. 585 Live. You can chime in, be a part of the show. 585-5483. I found ridiculous jobs celebrities actually employ people to do.
Nice. Been looking.
So let's see if you would.
What am I up for?
If you would do these jobs, if you got to
Who's a celebrity?
Well, I got a bunch of them here.
Oh, these are the actual celebrities that employ people to do things. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's start with Prince Charles.
I mean, I'm not British, and I don't really follow the family.
Prince Charles has an official undresser who takes off his clothes for him and then puts them away.
Shut your mouth. Are you serious?
There's one report that suggests that the prince may never
Was
have...
Was it in the Inquisitor?
No.
UK Daily Mail.
No. The prince may never have undressed himself in his life.
Okay.
Can you imagine? You have somebody who actually helps you get undressed and then put your clothes away.
I really couldn't. No. Nope.
Well, I mean, have you ever had that happen? It might be kind of nice.
I don't know, man. I'd feel like a baby. Last time somebody changed me, I was a child.
I know, right?
And I couldn't do it myself because I couldn't walk yet.
That is so weird. Oh, man. Oprah. Oprah employs an official bra handler.
Go. Who's in charge you of need all to stop things talking.
Underwear. Measuring Oprah so all of her bras are exactly the right size.
So that she doesn't have to go to the store or something?
I guess, yeah.
I mean, it's private stuff, so I guess that would make sense. Like, not wanting to, like...
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Different world celebrities live in, man.
Turn. Remember at the beginning of this bit when you were asking me if I would take any of these jobs? And so far, I'm going to say 0 for 2, buddy.
Oh, man.
Probably not going to take either of these jobs.
Okay.
But what's the starting pay? Just, you know.
Well, you know, let's say, you know, $175,000 a year.
I'm in. Well.
To undress Prince Charles.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, my bad. Yeah.
All right. Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey has an assistant whose only job is to follow her around and carry her drinks. They also hold a straw, so Carey never smudges her lipstick.
Shut up.
Yeah. So, what was it?
It'd be dope at that job because if she likes the smell of lavender, I always have like clean hands with like lavender salve. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Be like, hey, girl, you like lavender salve? Here's your straw. Thank you, Miss Carey.
When they did they film the first Avengers, some of it here? Well,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had a friend who worked on set.
Yeah.
And he said Robert Downey Jr. would show up on set and he had a guy. His job was to hold incense and make sure that the incense was blowing in his area.
Stop it.
So he could smell the incense instead of the dry desert air. That was his job.
Is that real?
I swear.
I love RJD, man.
Yeah. Well, RDJ. I mean, hey, if you have the money to do it, why not?
But an incense carrier?
Yeah.
I do it. Listen, man. People say I look like you. Let's do this, man. I'll carry your incense.
It would be so funny because if,
so
you know,
cheap.
Robert was walking and then he takes a left. I mean, you got to take that hard left.
Yeah.
Or that hard right. I mean, you got to make sure that incense is blowing right in his face.
I'm game, man. I am game.
Yeah? Then if the wind starts picking up, you got to figure out, oh, which direction do I need to be in so that I got to keep Robert Downey Jr. healthy. This is a weird job.
These are all weird jobs.
Justin Bieber has a crew that holds his food and drinks for him while he's not eating them.
Huh?
Honestly, Liveline's open. Film industry's huge here. I know we have people that work on set that could text in some weird things celebrities have as far as like workers that they've hired to do weird things for them.
But I feel like if they're good at their job, they're not going to share those things. Come
no,
on.
They're going to share those things.
No, they're not.
It's completely anonymous.
Okay.
Pink keeps a personal... okay, I can't do that one. okay.
What?
Okay. In 2013, Lady Gaga's former personal assistant sued her boss for unpaid overtime. She claimed Gaga didn't like to sleep alone and made her cuddle with her.
Shut up.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. Some of these jobs are borderline.
Unpaid overtime. Think about that. You get paid to sleep. Just cuddle.
But do you get to sleep? Because I feel like if you're supposed to be the cuddler, because I'm not I'm a fake cuddler. Do you know what I mean? When it's time to go to sleep, I'm like, all right, get off, go away.
Yeah.
I'd like to roll over and be over here in this corner of the bed. No touchy. No touchy. So you wouldn't get to sleep because it'd be like, you're a professional cuddler.
Yeah.
You've got to ugh.
That'd be weird.
Yeah.
Would
Would you be okay with that?
Only if she sang to me as she fell asleep. Okay. Be like, hey, do Poker Face.
Okay. CeeLo Green. Stop it. CeeLo Green has someone from his entourage tasked with the wiping or with wiping his sweat away while another simply has to unwrap and place chewing gum in his mouth.
Okay.
These are actual
multiple
jobs.
People. That's real.
Yeah.
Gosh, I want one of these jobs so badly.
You do?
Yeah.
When Rod Stewart was performing, he had his own team of people who go to locations before him to darken the rooms by taping up openings and cracks.
I like that. Have I told you lately? Love it. I'm okay with that one.
Yeah.
Those are some good jobs, man. I'd take that job.
You ever been a runner?
No. Can't say that I have. But I'd be dope at it. Remember, I'm a connector first. I could do all of these jobs.
Yeah.
I got connections on connections on connections. I think I've just found my new career, man. Listen, celebrities, I know you're listening right now. Jonathan Tucker's in town. When he comes in studio, I'm going to ask him if he needs one of these.
Yeah.
What
do you think Jonathan Tucker needs?
I don't know. I haven't met him in person, man. We've only had him on the phone.
What if he said, all right, I'll hire you.
Like CeeLo, personal sweat wiper. So I always look my best. Be like, dude, I know what that's like. Especially the forehead. I got paper towels for days, man. I'm here for you.
What if he said, all right, I'll hire you to make sure that you put sunscreen on me every day.
Okay.
Like all over him.
Okay.
You'd be okay with that.
How much? Like 80 grand to start. Yeah, man. I get it. Fair skin. That's cool. I do that on my children when we go to baseball. No bigs.
Okay.
Wish somebody all would right. pay me for that.
Okay.
It's like, dude, white kid, you're going to burn.
Mark Wahlberg.
What?
Has a personal assistant with the job of waking him up in the morning so he gets to places on time.
Oh, my gosh. Mark, call me, man.
See, I love that because there's just those people out there that can't be anywhere on time. And if you have the money, hire somebody to make sure you're out of bed and you get there on time. I love that.
Yeah, man, who needs an alarm clock when you have a human being who can be like, hey, Marky Mark, listen, man, time to rise and shine. It's time to get up.
No, don't do that.
You got 32 minutes to get to your next appointment, dog. Hey, I'm here for you. Come on, come on. Feel it, feel it.
I'm thinking, you know, if I would want an assistant to follow me around and just let me know when I need to eat and drink water. That's what I want.
That's what you would want?
Yeah.
Your body can't tell you when?
No. I mean, it can, but... See, I want somebody that knows exactly the amount of food that I need to eat, when I need to drink my water, and they actually like feed me too. Like I don't have to touch the food.
Okay. You just took it to the weirdest.
Well, hey, if you're paying somebody to do that, you know,
have
why
jobs?
Not?
Like that's their job?
Yeah.
Like, hey man, I would really like you to be my professional mother.
Put the straw in my mouth.
Okay. Thanks, Mariah. Gosh.
I mean, it's a job. I'm keeping somebody employed, Steve-O.
But for how long? You couldn't have fragrancy hands, right? Because it'd be like, oh no, I can smell that. What soap did you use? Because you need to be cleanly at all times if you're like using other people's straws. I know, man. I know. Hold on. Let's see if this is Harrison Ford.
Good morning, Harrison Ford. Hello.
This is not Harrison Ford.
Hello.
No.
Is this Aaron,
Aaron
Buck?
Dude, you make enough money to employ me to do things. What do you want me to do, man?
I don't know. Apply sunscreen to me and carry an umbrella so I don't get skin cancer.
I really like that. I will do that.
You know who has that is P. Diddy or whatever he calls himself these days. And it's
Sean.
His valet. And the man is always dressed in a suit and he wears a bow tie and he carries an umbrella for Diddy.
I love that.
Wow.
I love all of
There's
that.
There's nothing wrong with that job.
No. Nothing wrong at all. I would do that. Do you want me to wear a bow tie? I'll rock a bow tie.
No, you're not really a bow tie kind of guy.
Oh, Okay.
You're more of a skinny piano keys tie kind of guy.
That's actually really true. Minus the piano keys. Like, what?
No. They'd have to be piano keys.
No.
I mean, if I'm taking you, it's piano keys. All right,
man. You know what? For you, I'll do it, man. I'll do it. Oh.
Yeah. You guys are killing me this morning, man. You're like, you got these wacky I started listening at like 7:15, and you were talking about, you were just like really bringing me down.
What?
You were talking about like kids getting kidnapped.
No, and, dude!
You know?
That's because we were having our fun little Hollywood newsy moment, and Starmy member chimed in and started complaining because as Christians, like, we're supposed to focus on reality and the real world and all this stuff and, like, not talk about celebrity culture. So I was like, fine. And so I got into the news, and then everyone was depressed because no one wants to hear that. Aw.
Well, you had to pick really bad stories, though.
Oh, that's the news.
I always pick really good stories.
That is a lie from the pits of hell.
No, it's not. I always have really good stories.
Are you kidding me? It always involved a horse?
Okay, stop right there.
Okay, stop it right now.
I'm not going to, because everybody knows I'm right. Everybody knows I'm right.
Oh, man. Yep. Man.
Yeah, you're speechless. You have nothing.
No. I don't even have to argue with that, because I'm sure anybody that's listening right now could call and verify that a majority of my stories were always top shelf.
Good. See? Top shelf
that's
stories.
That's hilarious. Wow, that's funny.
I mean,
top shelf stories.
Uh-huh.
I can't corroborate this because I was busy doing my own show.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I know you guys listened while you were on the air. I know you did.
You're thinking of Matt Gentry, but that's just because he wanted to wear your skin.
Okay.
What did you say? You wanted to wear bear skin?
Yes, bear skin.
Yes, basically.
Man. He's hairy like a bear anyway, never mind.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So there you go.
How are you guys doing? What's new? Sorry to disrupt your flow.
No.
It's all good, dog.
Haven't heard your voice in a little bit. It's good, good to hear you.
People still want that that reunion with you and Shannon in studio, so.
Well, you know, just set it up and make it happen. I told you guys I'll come in and do it. Let me know when.
It's on Shannon. She's got four kids. So she needs to set up a babysitter.
That's true.
I know. I feel her pain. I have four kids as well.
Wow.
Man.
You need to hire somebody to watch those kids?
We already did. We actually have a full-time nanny now.
Stop. That's great.
My wife is she's a full-time nursing student.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. You don't even have to be with your kids anymore.
That's so great, man. Tell us, what's that like?
it's kind of sucky, to be honest with you, because, you know, I mean, typically what I do is I leave, you know, a majority of the time I'll take Ella to preschool, but occasionally, you know, I won't see Cash because for some reason my son is like a cat and he likes to sleep about 18 hours a day.
Wow.
I think he's going to be the laziest child in the world.
Nice.
But, you know, I mean, it's not uncommon for me to go 24 hours without seeing Cash because, like last night, I didn't get home until almost 7. And, you know, he goes to bed at 6 o'clock. And he usually wakes up at, like, 6:30 or 7. So,
wow.
But she's almost done with nursing school. She'll be done in August. And then it'll kind of normalize after that because I'm sure she'll get a job at a hospital and work, like, 2 days a week or something like that, or 3 days a week, whatever they work.
Man. That's crazy. Well, I'm glad.
All right. Well, I just wanted to check in. I'm driving back to my office right now.
I've got a really good quick story for you because I know you're always really good at stories. How about this one? Villagers in Indonesia were left horrified when they found the body of a missing man inside the belly of a 7-meter-long python. Happened in Indonesia.
Okay.
There's actually a 6-minute video on a website if you want to see it.
That story is
full grown man.
First of all, that's fake news that was propagated like 10 years ago.
No,
it's not real.
It's from News UK. It's real news.
Is he wearing red shorts?
Is he wearing red shorts? Okay. All right. We'll see you, Buck.
Fake news. Don't trust it. See you later.
It's real news.
That's wrong.
It's real news.
He's not wearing that. I know. I saw that this morning, and there was no way I was going to stop. Go away with it.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm not going to watch the video.
Oh, my gosh.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, the
7-meter-long python.
They found... So he was in the belly of a snake.
He was 25 years old.
For a day.
Yeah, 25 years old.
And he was dead when they cut it open.
Yeah. He had been missing.
Oh, my gosh.
25 years old.
Terrible. All right. Our last one here to wrap this up. We were talking about ridiculous jobs celebrities actually employ people to do. Ludacris had an assistant whose job was to carry spare batteries for his Game Boy and changing them when they were empty.
Huh?
That's a good job right there.
I mean, come on.
It's a good job.
I mean, people need jobs, man.
They need jobs, man.
They're just employing people. Somebody said I would employ someone to write thank you notes for me. Somebody else said, I'm going to hire an assistant to hold hot pozole in their bare hands for me.
Thank you, Starmy.
Yeah. Artie said, I can't imagine their resumes. Hardworking professional straw holder looking for a job at a secretary office.
Oh, man.
Professional straw holder guy.
I want one. All right, we got to go. Hit the podcast. It'll be up in just a little bit. We'll see you tomorrow. Big show tomorrow.
Yeah, Clay Schroff joining us at 7 o'clock. We got to talk prom, y'all.
All right.
It's going down.
Have a great day.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.